You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clutch to fuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intent. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Ooh, I'm coming in. I'm coming in hot.
I'm going to get it all over my face.
I'm coming in fucking hot. God damn it. I'm working on my anger scoper, so we're going to work this out without me fucking flipping out. Huh? Sorry. I didn't mean that. This fucking kid.
Come on, let's work it out.
Let's work it out. I'm going to work it out without getting angry.
Okay.
My headphone jack seems to be tangled with the computer wires.
That was not me.
I know it's not you, but as the producer of the fucking show, you are supposed to...
It was not tangled when I was checking your mic.
Oh, I did it. So I did it. So between you and me...
Yanni Pappas is here, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, everybody?
Yanni, what's up?
What's up, dude?
What's up, dude? How you doing? I'm yelling at Chris real quick.
Oh, okay.
Which Chris?
Oh, obviously that one.
Me, what's up, cuz?
That was a dumb question.
Who am I yelling at is a dumb question.
Yeah, that was
a dumb
question.
If you ever come in here, I'm yelling at Chris Scopo.
Let's go.
All right, so but I'm not going to yell anymore because I'm working on myself.
No, come on, I want to hear some of it.
No,
what did he do?
Well, number one, he fucked up. First of all, I show up. We've been through this before. Everybody gets a water, right? But but the first person to get the water should be me.
Yeah.
Like if I show up, it's my. I started this on my cell phone.
Just do me a favor. Have me on the podcast when you like lose it and decide to kill him.
It's coming now.
I guess
this
what, Bobby? You know what? I don't shine shoes anymore, Bobby. I don't bring waters anymore.
Hey, you don't fucking, you don't put the fucking water in, you fucking cocksucker. What do you said fucking?
Why don't you go fuck yourself, Bobby?
Whoa! You're going to take that from him?
Jesus.
What's the world coming to? What's the Boston version? What the fuck, kid?
This fucking kid. I'd love to jam this right in your fucking asshole.
Lewis has probably had it in there a few times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's put it. I know this has been in his ass.
Yeah.
I know he borrowed this.
100%.
He's borrowed my dick out. He just literally snuck it in his bag and washed it with his, like a little kid toothbrush. Well, what are you going to do? All right, welcome to the You Know What Dude podcast. We are back from the studio above the Comedy Cellar, Riotcast Studios. We got a fun night. I'm excited to be back. Scopo did. I just want a water. I mean, you know what I mean? If anybody should have a water, it should be me. That's all. And we've fought about it. I've yelled at
I wasn't
I've,
done
shut up.
The
I'm
show.
Not fucking done. You should be done at 9 o'clock. It should be done.
It was 8:45 when
buddy,
you showed up and I had to get the call.
Buddy.
I had to wait for Giannis's text message.
You understand
message.
Why, where he's at in his career? You understand why he's fucking
I had to deal with the
he
guy.
He had a spot at the pair.
Deal with the guy. He had no decaf. I had to make an executive decision to get you a decaf Americano.
You drink decaf, kid?
Because I've had 6 coffees today, so I figured let me just get the taste of it, get decaf. I asked for an iced decaf with almond milk. I got a scalding hot, black, caffeinated, no milk.
Yeah, that's who I'm dealing with. Yeah. That's
Jesus
my fucking
Christ,
guy.
Scopo.
The ice is on me. I fucked up the ice part.
Yeah, you fucked up
the whole thing. The decaf was not on me.
Depot, this is your problem. You don't know how to fucking take a hit. Sorry, Depot. You're good.
I also can't take a hit, but go ahead.
You know how to take a hit.
Oh, thank you.
Here's the thing. You don't know how to fucking just own it. That's your problem. Your excuse for it.
I just said I own
it. No,
I own
my
the ice
water.
Part.
You should fucking go. I fucked up again.
Again.
Yet again. That's your new shirt. We're going to be selling those, right? Yet again.
Well, I just want to say my coffee's perfect.
Yeah, your coffee's perfect.
And I got a water.
You understand that he's the guy with the career? If anybody should get the fuck, not me or Giannis. We're finished.
I fucked it up.
We're finished. Greg's with fucking Russell. We're all done. All right? It's either Chris or the new girl. All right? That's your only fucking hope.
I fucked up Chris. I did.
And you're not going to meet these fucking people on a consistent basis if Fat Boy isn't fucking happy.
I see Chris out.
No, you won't. Not like this. You better make Fat Boy happy. Anyways, introduce the guest.
It's not your fault, Skippo.
Hey,
shut up. It's his fault, you motherfucker.
Don't fuck
you don't
me.
Come in here.
Your childhood a little bit, too.
That's my wife. You don't fucking come in here.
It's part Skippo, part child, Boston circa 1970-something as well.
Here's what I'm going to do. Skippo, look at me. Look at me. Yeah. Look at me, Skippo. Mm-hmm. I'm at your level. I'm not yelling at you from above. I'm not. Mm-hmm. Skippo, I'm looking at you at your level. I'm down with you.
So you're not getting paid for comedy?
Yeah.
Skippo.
About once a month.
That's fucking mean, by the way.
I thought that's what we do here, no?
What I'm doing is fucking helping. What you're doing is vicious. You're doing what they did to
Ann
Coulter.
I'm enjoying my perfect coffee.
You're treating Skippo like Ann Coulter last night. Listen, I'm looking at you. Mm-hmm. I just like... water.
I'll get the waters out.
But here, for me, all the time.
Yes.
If I show up, I just want to grab a water and drink it.
Okay.
Is that cool?
That's cool.
Right?
You deserve to have the water.
Thanks.
Thank you.
What I love about this podcast is this the podcast? Are we on? Or is this before?
Huh?
Are we rolling now?
Yeah, we're rolling.
Oh, that's what I was saying. I love it. I just never know.
Sound on here doesn't look right to me.
You're
pretty loud to me.
It's by design, so I think we're good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're good by design. I love they just do things to control the fucking beast. They control fucking chubby tits. They fucking... But by design makes me so angry. I want to fucking bite my own nose. Go ahead. No, but it's cool. Thank you. I'm
we have Giannis Pappas on the show.
And Danny LaBelle is here. Well, that's an inside joke. Nobody gets that.
I get it. I support it.
Yeah, I actually thought it was Danny LaBelle.
Nobody knows Danny LaBelle.
It looks like Danny LaBelle.
Yeah, Louis C.K. People are like, if you look like Louis, he looks exactly like Danny LaBelle, but nobody knows him. Anyways, what's up, buddy?
What's up? How you doing, man?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good. Good to be back.
Good to have you back.
I was here last time you weren't here. And it was fantastic.
Well, it was all right. I watched it. Yeah. It was okay. I saw the reviews. A couple 24 thumbs
whatever,
down.
Whatever. Yeah. There's some people who just come on in the room when you're not there and just go, Bobby's not here, and then they just leave. Right, Depot?
There was a lot of that.
Well,
there was a lot of people getting mad about people talking about the gun issue on that episode.
Yeah, we weren't supposed to do that either.
Yeah,
we're going to be talking about some issues tonight.
Oh, boy.
And I know you're going to be fired up.
I didn't do it. Did it happen at UCB? I wasn't involved.
I didn't know you had dimples. You're 5 o'clock always shadow.
I'm a cute kid.
Hides it. All right, who else do we got?
Then we have Greg Rogel, first time on the
first
show.
First time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
But you've been trying to come on for a while. You were supposed to be on last week or 2 weeks ago.
Last week.
And you couldn't make it.
Yeah, I haven't done a podcast in like 5 years.
No shit. What was the last one you did?
Probably the Gnomes radio show.
No shit.
Yeah, but I really couldn't chime in on that one.
Why?
Because he was talking about how he's against reparations, so I thought I'd just sit that one out.
Why?
Why?
Because
I'm not a black guy.
You're not? How you doing, buddy? I mean, we've known each other for how long?
Oh, man. Almost 15, 20 years already, 15, right?
15, 20 years, isn't it? It's fucking nuts, dude.
No, you put on a little weight.
Yeah. A little bit. It must be weird because you haven't changed. It must be weird for you to see a person like me. Like, just to see me go through all the changes I've went through. You've been the same. You're like my wife. You haven't changed physically since I met you.
No, you haven't seen my x-rays.
Oh, inside your shit.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Really?
I feel it.
No.
Oh, yeah, post 40, I've gotten all kinds of...
Buddy, no, sure, no way.
Oh,
really?
Man. Kidney stones, diverticulitis, what else have I gotten?
What's that?
Chronic neck pain.
Diverticulitis is when like a seed gets stuck in your stomach lining.
Yeah.
And it fucks. I mean, you have it.
It's horrible. When you have an attack, you know, you go to the hospital, and I've had two attacks, and you're in there for like 5 days. They don't give you any food, no water for 5 days. On day four, they let me suck on an ice cube.
What's an attack? What happens?
Well, something gets trapped in the lining of the intestine. And you just blow it up, and it's excruciating pain.
Maybe I have that.
You've had it for 10 years.
Without the pain part. Maybe I just eat through it. shit.
Yeah,
wow.
It's awful. So now I got to have 30 to 40 grams of fiber a day.
Wow. Yeah, gee, like a fucking cow.
Yeah, I eat one sweater a day.
Really?
Yeah, it's awful.
Well, welcome to the show finally, hey, buddy.
Thanks for having me, man.
You got it, buddy. And of course, we got fucking Starboy. The industry won't let him die.
Brooklyn Zone,
gorgeous, fucking funny, talented, good actor, great comedian, great act. I mean, just gorgeous, fucking great hairline, humble. Cocksucker.
Good dad, good father.
Good dad, good hot.
Someone's looking for a role.
Good baby's mama.
Good baby mama.
Right? Yeah. Baby's daddy. What is it called?
I'm the baby daddy.
Baby daddy.
Good baby daddy. Yeah.
Chrissy D.
Yeah. Chrissy D. Thank
Chrissy
you.
Chrissy D, congratulations on your. I mean, dude, you got. Everybody knows it was announced and
yes.
Everything. So, I mean, now here's the deal. Tell everybody what happened. And then I want to ask you some questions about it.
I sold a sitcom to CBS.
Right.
Yeah.
CBS.
Pilot.
But with who?
Bays and Thomas.
And who is that?
They created How I Met Your Mother.
Okay. So here we go. Yeah. Right? I mean, this is yeah. Carsey Warner of their day, basically.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They're the motherfuckers.
They're big
right?
deals, yeah.
Big deals. So did you meet these guys? How'd you meet these guys?
They saw me at the Comedy Cellar.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah.
They just saw you?
Well, my agent, that we all are with the same agency,
right.
So my agent brought them to the Comedy right. Cellar, just like hanging out. As it, you
Who's
know,
your agent?
Jonathan Levy from UTA.
Boom.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he brought, and then we they were like, and then we started to have meetings. And
right.
And then we went to Hollywood. And
So let me ask you a question. When you were talking to me and you were like, oh, it's tough and all that, and I was giving you pep talks, was all this going on?
When was that?
Was I wasting pep talks on you, Chrissy D?
When was that?
I don't know. We had a couple pep. Hey, dude, you know, don't worry, but you know, after
he was
Benders,
probably going, yeah, you got to do your own thing in this business. You know, start a podcast. You can't depend on nobody. It's not like someone's just going to waltz down to the cellar, watch you, and hand you a deal.
You know, dude.
we always got a spot for your Riot Cast if you need one.
I mean, dude, for a guy who does really good characters, could you try on the Boston accent? I mean, you did most yeah, generic me. Yeah. You did you as me.
That's true. I didn't really put a lot of effort into that.
Yeah, dude, what the fuck? I expect more out of you.
I'm just enjoying this coffee so damn much. It's perfect.
I'm going to get back to you, you motherfucker.
All right,
who else we got?
And we got Rosebud Baker, first time on the show.
Rosebud, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
And now, is that your... I have to ask
that's
you.
Name.
That's your name. That's your real name.
That is what I've been called my whole life. But my real name's Rosemary.
Rosemary...
Baker.
Baker. Rosemary Baker. So, yeah. Rosebud Baker.
Yeah.
And people call you Rosebud because of the movie, or...
My parents just called me that.
Well, it
could have
been
up.
Both. Rosemary could have been because of the movie, too, right?
Could have been, yeah, I guess. No, that was my dead grandmother. But, yeah, it's...
Jesus. All right, well...
I never met her.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, you never met your grandmother. She died before you.
Yeah, she was a great grandmother, I guess.
Oh, great grandmother. Yeah.
Yeah,
that'd be weird if you met her.
Right.
I actually, mine was alive for I think 3 years.
I met my mine was alive. For
Nobody
like four
asked
years.
You.
Okay,
well, that's young for a grandmother.
I love watching Scopo get shit on. This is great.
Well, no.
That's the show.
That's shut your face. It's what? Gonna be Depot getting shit on. Don't ever fucking talk about Scopo like that.
Thank you.
Here, is Artie hosting? Why am I hearing somebody?
Rosemary Baker, you could not be anything but American with that name. That's
yeah.
the most one of the most American names I've ever heard.
Rosemary
yeah. Baker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you from, sweetie?
I'm from Virginia, right outside D.C.
Right.
My whole family's like Southern. They're all from Texas.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you hear the sarcasm in my voice?
Do I have an accent? Some people say that I do, and some people don't say that I.
No, I don't think so. You got that. You got just that. You know, regular. But you could see how you could turn it on a little bit.
You
if
have
you
a slight
to.
Slight twang.
Yeah,
slight mm-hmm. twang. You
yeah.
can turn it on though.
Oh yeah, I can get real.
How long you been in New York?
10, 11 years.
No
oh,
shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
The fuck haven't I seen you?
Yeah.
Well, I've only been doing comedy for three.
3 years?
Yeah.
All right, can you get up?
I'm
I told you, the four-year is...
nice to be here.
All right, well, welcome to the show.
Thank
Good
you.
To have you. And Thank then we got a couple guests on the couch.
Yeah. We got Oscar.
Into the microphone, dum-dum. We're doing a show.
That Oscar. Gonzalez.
Now, Oscar, I know you. Let's introduce him. Introduce fucking.
These guys are fucking
fantastic. I'm signing these fucking two tubbies to a show right after this.
I was about to say you got two on the couch. That's about all I can get on that couch.
I'm telling you.
The Those guys look like they hang out together every day and eat every meal. They're the same exact size.
Yeah, they should be on twin motorcycles.
Wow, what's your name? What's your name? Please go. Do me a favor. Go on the other side of that room and kick the wall down, and that's it. All right, what's your name?
I am Lamar Lee.
Was the microphone not on? Sorry.
These are the greatest two guys I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I am Lamar Lee. That's my name. Lamar.
It's a good name.
Yeah. I came from Pennsylvania.
Hang on one second, buddy. It's not on. He didn't test the microphone.
No, I did. I love it. We tested him out.
Are we still on air during all this?
Oh, yeah.
I am Lamar. Yeah. All right.
Scope, I'm sorry. That was my fault. Okay. Did we get that on record?
I heard it.
I got it.
Love this coffee.
I'm gonna fucking pour it on you.
So delicious and perfect.
I'm gonna pour it on your H&M hoodie.
Thanks for calling and checking with me exactly what I wanted.
What's your name? Lamar
Lee, yes.
Lamar Lee.
Yes.
Where are you from, buddy?
Came from Pennsylvania, like Lancaster.
Tonight?
Pennsylvania? Yeah.
You came all the way from Lancaster.
Yeah. It's not that bad.
Does not look Amish.
It's not that bad. It was like 2 hours, 2.5 hours. It's not nothing.
I'm fucking living in Westchester. It's my show. I almost didn't come to
Westchester.
You like
it. Sorry. You wanted voices, I got voices for you, Bobby.
No, because every time you break into her, Marissa, I think of ass pussy. It's one of my favorite things I've ever heard in my life.
Let's get the ass pussy, that's it.
I want so bad to have sex with my wife and go, lick my ass pussy. So anyways, back to you. So how long have you been a fan of the show, dude?
For a while, like maybe a year.
Are you a tech guy? You seem like a tech guy.
No, yeah, I do web design.
You do?
Yeah.
You got good stuff? Name one of your websites you done.
On a website called dogbreedinfo.com right now.
What is it?
Dogbreedinfo.com.
I go to that site all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, I'm obsessed with dogs.
Yeah, it's only me and one lady. Just in
You do like artwork and stuff?
It's me.
I just fix the code to make sure it's good.
So you're a smart guy.
I'm okay. I'm enough.
Just, dude, we're not going to check. I'm not going to fucking hire an investigator.
Yeah, Minta, dog.
All right, there you go. Well, welcome to the show, buddy.
Well, thank you.
You got it. And now, Oscar is from San Antonio.
Nice.
Yes. And, San Antonio, Texas.
Now here's the thing. He's not a comic, but he does podcasting. He's a big gamer, and he's a journalist. Mm. I met him doing Laugh Out Loud, LOL comedy, which is, it's actually, last time I was there, it was fucking awesome. Big, great crowds.
Although you shat on me and my roommate.
Yeah, well, dude, look at the fucking size of you.
Well, no, you were saying how you just looked at us, you're like, hey, you guys don't fix anything. You guys aren't men.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah,
oh, look at you.
Yeah. Dude, for a fat guy, your fingers didn't. Why do fat guys' fingers don't get fat? Why do they stay
fit? I don't know.
Fit?
Look down.
Dow. I like the silence after that as everybody got afraid and then just fuck all you. All right, listen. True that. but we met. You were just there one night after the show, and
was he there too?
I've literally listened to your podcast since day one.
Since day one, he's been listening to the show.
Oh, wow. You did it on your iPhone in the comedy club with Colin Quinn. Nice. That was the first one, right?
That's true.
That's awesome. That's
that is
awesome.
True. And then, and you were at the club one night. We hung out.
Yeah,
and we went
took
for food.
You down to. Jim's that was right down the street, and you ate like half the menu.
Yeah,
Jesus.
But
sorry, you caught me mid sip on that.
But this was when you were you were both waiter back then.
Yeah, well, you were having a salad. What the fuck were you doing?
I was eating just a bowl of chili.
I mean,
and then
you guys hating on each is hilarious.
Listen, Lynn Coplitz, if you say hilarious one more time, I'm gonna fucking go get a hot coffee. Like,
to show
face.
You how far back that was, the next day I took you to go. Get your iPhone 4S.
That's correct.
And a sandwich.
Wow. No, we went to his
and barbecue.
We went for barbecue.
Oh, yeah. And when you walked in the restaurant, the guy just wiped his brow like, holy fuck.
I don't have to worry about selling out. We can close at 1.
Just close it down.
Well, we went to your family's restaurant, too. Which,
right, Blanco Cafe.
Oof, was us. I mean, dude, it was... You know when you go to a Mexican restaurant and you're the only white person there?
Yeah.
That's when you're getting some good food. They had nachos, but original nachos.
Right.
The nachos we get is, you know, it's like fucking just a massive thing of chips and shit just melted and... You go get that. Original nachos is like 12 nachos, right?
Yeah, and it's $7.
Yeah, $7. You get 12 nachos flat on a plate with the cheese and a jalapeno.
You got a good memory for that.
Excellent.
You guys have a whole history together.
But they're real chips. They make them from the actual...
They don't make them there, but they're not...
Buddy,
they're
again, not we're not fat-checking fatsos. Okay?
But everything else, it's not like other places where they just... throw a bunch of cheese on it and say, here.
Yeah.
It's actually cooked really well. Really
yeah.
nice.
Yeah, wow. You're really selling it. I'm trying to sell it. You cut me off. But, God, you do your thing. It's cooked very, very nice. That's good. Yeah.
And it's not real. It's not authentic.
Yeah,
we don't make it there.
Yeah, we don't make it there. We go some other Mexican place.
We get from 7-Eleven.
Yeah, we go to another better Mexican restaurant down the street. But it's good. No, but we went there. The other guy, what's his name?
That's Mike Suarez.
Mike Suarez, a comic, great guy. I actually electrocuted him. We went to the mall, and you know those people at the kiosks, and they have the massages that you attach the little pads to you,
yes,
and you can turn the electricity up and it jolts you. I put like two of them on him, and I turned them all the way up, and the poor kid was just going, gee, gee. One of the funniest things, and then I had a guy. I had the sketch artist sketch him, and I gave him the sketch of me electrocuting him. How you doing? Bob Kelly. Want a middle for me? Anyways, well, welcome to the show, everybody. We got Deepu, the master video producer of everything.
What's up,
Bobby? What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Doing great, man. Sorry I missed your party this weekend.
Yeah, it was a great party.
Wow, I wasn't invited to that.
Yeah, you were.
I was not.
I didn't invite you?
No.
Yeah, I wasn't invited either.
That's always a thing.
All right, here's the thing.
That's awkward.
Greg, you're not invited.
You invited Dove. It was sitting right next to me.
Yeah, but no, you're invited. Listen, here's the thing with this party, okay?
Should I not have brought it up? Was that a big no-no?
Well, yeah, I was going to bring up Comedy Central roast and just fucking slide on that, but apparently now I got to deal with two fucking disgruntled cunts.
Whoops. Sorry about that.
No, it's all right. Don't worry about it. And Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Chris, can I have a nice crisp water, please?
Yes. Water?
Thank you. Oh, Bobby.
Hand-delivered. I'm going to hand-deliver it.
Thank
you.
I appreciate that. Yeah. While you're at it, can I get a panini?
There's a water right here. Would you like this water?
Yeah, just give him that water.
I got the one without the label, so I'm a little concerned about that.
Thank you. You want one with the label? No, we took the label off so you don't get germs.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
You're a germ freak, aren't you?
A little bit. A little bit.
A little
bit.
I mean,
we're all germs.
Is it a Jewish thing or is it a later in life thing?
Oh, no, Jews, the word germ just kind of... Use my, you know, bad memories right there.
Oh, really?
Well, it's very close to German.
Oh.
That deserved more from everybody.
I got it right away.
I almost spit out my water.
Now, the two guys on the couch, the black guy was just looking at him like, what?
Chris is in his old world of success right now.
I know.
No.
Well, let's talk about, I'm going to talk about your dumb success.
Come on.
Which I'm so happy for you, by the way. Really, I am, dude. Well, you know.
Thank you.
Now, you knew about this before they announced it. You knew that the pilot got picked up.
It got picked up. The pilot just is going to get made.
You're going to make a pilot.
You're jinxing the shit out of it right now.
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry.
I didn't get green light series.
All right, relax. All right. The pilot's going to get made.
Yeah.
But you knew the pilot's going to get made, and they're going to make this big announcement. How exciting is that?
It was exciting. I knew for like 2 days before.
Right.
So, but then it was exciting. It was like one of those things where it's exciting when it gets announced because you get so much stuff on your social media and your phone and all that. But then, like comics, as it starts to go away, 2, 3, 4 days later, nobody's. Yeah. Now there's nobody texting you. Now you're like, I suck again. You
know? Really?
So, yeah.
But you're gonna make the pilot.
Yeah, but you know how slow the process is. So like in this yeah. meantime,
yeah.
you just start to feel like.
Chris is a humble guy too. He doesn't. Yeah.
But
yeah,
no, it's very interesting that you say that because it is true.
Yeah.
Because people don't understand. You know, even though you have success.
Yeah.
You're still kind of like. We still get insecure about it. We're like, we don't deserve it. It's going to go away.
Sure.
You know.
I've had two deals go away over the years.
You've had a couple. Dude, you don't understand. This motherfucker, you want to talk about big time. He was on.
Yeah, I peaked in 94.
Seriously. Well, I mean, you were the next motherfucker.
For a moment, yeah.
For a little bit, yeah. A year or two, right?
I had a deal with NBC. And
so,
then
but
a deal
you,
with Disney.
You go on. What was the first show you were on?
First TV show was The Nanny. Well, The Tonight Show, you know.
I've been but no, time. The TV show.
Yeah, that was
Nanny.
The Nanny. Yeah.
You go on there.
Yeah. Fran Drescher, actually, she wanted me to be the warm-up for the show.
Right.
And I had a deal with NBC.
Yeah.
So her and her husband actually wrote an episode with me in it. And then when I got out there, they wrote another episode. So I did two back-to-back episodes. And then NBC, because it was on CBS, put their foot down and said he's not doing it anymore.
Why?
Because I had a deal with them. They didn't want me to do it.
So they fucking squelched you. Why don't you douche the deal?
I wanted to, but you know, my shitty manager at the time was like, "You're gonna have the Greg Rogel show. Fuck this show." You know,
really?
Yeah, and that show never panned out.
Did you do a pilot though, and everything?
No, we didn't get a pilot. In fact, at the time, our deal was with this guy Fred Silverman, who was a big deal back then. And one of the writers jumped ship and went to a Jamie Tarsus show. She was at NBC, and they had a big fight about that. So then, when my show didn't go, and then I got a deal with Disney, ABC. Bought Disney, and they made Jamie Tarsus the president of ABC, and she didn't want to read my Disney script because I was lumped in with this Fred Silverman deal, and so she had there was bad blood that I really had nothing to do with. So then that show, and the Disney show was actually a good show, but she wouldn't read the fucking script, and then nobody else wanted to read the script because she wouldn't read the script.
Really?
Yeah, a little politics, you know.
Wow.
So,
that's
yeah.
what. That's
so
why
now
like
I'm here on Bob Kelly's
show
podcast.
Business.
With, yeah, for the first
stones.
Time.
I made good money though. I mean, it was great money, and it was you know.
Now,
experience.
How much was it?
There were three-figure deals.
What?
There were three-figure deals.
Really?
Yeah.
So you made like what, $10,000?
I made good money. I was able to buy my place here in New York.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
So yeah, I ain't complaining about it.
That's great. Yeah. You're still around. You're still fucking killing it. You're touring with Russell. You're fucking.
Yeah, just did a whole world tour.
Motherfucking funny guy.
No, thanks, buddy.
Yeah,
we just just played in Saudi Arabia. 5,000 Sunni Muslims, men on the left, women on the right, with a big sheet separating down the middle.
As it should be at the Comedy Cellar.
Biggest comedian in the world, I think Russell still is probably. Like there's no comic who could sell out.
Better than Kevin Hart?
No, I just mean by the numbers, he can go anywhere in the world.
He's like soccer.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, we just don't get it.
Yeah.
He's huge.
He's huge and he's hilarious.
No,
he's
I'm kidding.
Most, yeah, he's one of the.
He's one of my favorite
people.
He's
a great guy. He's the most
favorite people
guy
on the planet. And I'll tell you why. His brother, him, and his whole crew are the sweetest. I've never met a nicer guy. I mean, he is one of the sweetest guys in the business.
Yeah, and he surrounds himself with such great people.
With positivity.
Yeah.
He surrounds himself with beautiful people, man. We were coming out of Montreal at the airport. He walks up to this fucking massive stuffed animal at the airport, and he goes, "Let me get that." And he goes, "Bobby, this is for your son, Max. My kid just was born." Yeah. And I was like, "That's beautiful." I mean, it was kind of a dick move because now I got to fucking fly with this goddamn massive stuffed animal. You know what I mean? You could have fucking, if you're so rich, why don't you fucking ship it? But he's such a sweet guy.
Incredible.
So if I say mean things about him, please let me say them and let's laugh and then we'll move on. No, it's great. I mean, look, man, this is a massive deal for you, Chris.
Yeah.
Well, let me just say it before you trash it.
Okay.
It's a fucking great thing. You had Benders, you had your Guy Code, you had Benders, and then Benders went away. And I remember after Benders, you're like, "I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do."
Right.
Because Guy Code was, you know, going away for you.
Yeah.
Benders went away. I mean, Benders should have been 5, 6, 7 years on IFC.
Yeah.
And boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And it goes away for, I don't know why, because it's a great show.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it, yeah.
The funny
fucking
show.
Chris was great on it, too.
He was
so good on it.
Let me tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. I was watching, I was like, okay. Let me see. I didn't think you were going to be my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my wife watched it because my management did the show. You know, Jim Sherbergo and Tom Selleck, that was their first show they wrote and directed and produced.
Right.
Me and my wife were howling at you.
Oh, yeah.
I was so, like, I didn't know if, I was like, I probably like him, but, you know, I didn't think you were going to be that funny. Hilarious, dude. Fucking hilarious. I was dying. And the outtakes at the end, all this, and I know shit that you added. Unbelievable, funny show.
That cute shit that I do.
Yeah, you do. You do this. but that was such a great character for you.
No, it was, and it was very close.
to me as a real person to do that character. So now, you know, leading into this pilot, I think I feel like confident about what I can do there. Right. But at any moment, you know, like with the like,
you don't
with,
need to say it. We know like, it. We already, know the business, yeah. buddy.
Right.
This is the problem with us as comics, is we don't worry about the work, and we don't have fun doing the work, and we don't have fun in the process of it. And we're not humbled enough and grateful enough to enjoy it.
Right.
We're worried about it being taken away.
Right.
And I think famous people don't worry about that. I think successful people worry about the work and enjoy the process.
Yeah. I think they worry about it. They're all to the day they die.
Look, I think not as much as fucking me. Okay. I know a lot of guys that spend a lot of time going, it's this, it's that, and it's. We never fucking go, this is great.
Right.
We never go, this is fucking awesome.
You know, if you're a guy who knows like you can go anywhere and your seats are full, I think you're thinking about the work because you can afford to just think about the work.
Yeah, but you could do that too, even though your seats are definitely not full.
They're not, yeah, but no, I can't. Did you speak to the Punchline in Philly or something?
Uh-huh.
Jesus Christ. Screeching halt on that one.
Who's filling the Punchline? It's a 900-seater.
I know, but I didn't fill...
Listen, it's not that, but listen.
Front tables.
They had waitresses sitting down. Like the old days at the Cellar.
It's an audience of ghosts.
Yeah, you're fucking doing it, dude. I mean, you're writing a pilot with successful people about you, which is great.
Well, no, I know like the blessing is in the opportunity, and I should focus on that.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, on me. So yeah, it's hard for me, you know.
I think a lot of comics are dysfunctional to begin with, and you can't shed your own skin. So no matter how successful you become, you're still you, and just what changes are the people around you just become weirder. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
I don't think you're ever fully comfortable unless you do therapy.
Also, this is like such a bipolar business. Like, it's not normal to get up on stage and feel that high as we go, all that acceptance and the laugh. So you can't go too high because you're always scared you're going to, because inevitably, you know, you go low. You don't want to go too low.
But I think that,
you
know,
you don't
want to
set yourself up for disappointment.
But I think that, what is the disappointment?
If it doesn't work.
Yeah, but if it doesn't work, you do something else.
You just keep going. So.
But yeah, but you don't you do something else.
No, it's fine.
The thing is that you think you're going to... The thing is, I believe that you don't... It goes away and you'll never do anything else again.
That's what
like,
what the fear
okay,
is.
Okay, you had all the success, Greg. It was, oh my God, you are going to be the next Ray Romano, correct? You are going to be that type of guy. Set for life. Your own show. Hit.
I was looking forward to that. Yeah.
Right. And that fucking drop off.
It drops off, yeah.
When it didn't happen.
Yeah, there was a couple of years of depression, you know.
Okay.
Moved out to L.A., tried to jumpstart it again. Fired all my agents. And then, just kind of fell apart. And then I went on, Chappelle actually came out to L.A. And when I was the peak of my depression. And he took me on tour with him. So he helped me a lot, you know. And then I worked my way back to New York and started hitting the clubs again. So, you know. But I've grown from it, you know.
And, you did.
I'm still plugging away. I mean, I've been doing this 25 years. I'm still making a good living at it.
Still making a great living. Yeah. You just toured the world with one of the great comedians of our time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Played all the big arenas.
Good friend.
I love him. He's a great guy.
He's fucking
great guy. And that's what I miss. Now the tour's over, but that's what I miss the most is working with all the guys, the camaraderie.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Do you feel like you were, when it all fell through, were you like, what's the point? Like, did you come up with, like, an answer to the question of, like, what's the point?
I got fed up with the business, you know? I just, I was blessed with the fact that I was still able to work.
So that's, like, the point for you?
Yeah.
Just the enjoyment of it, just working.
Yeah.
Well it's almost like, I feel like sometimes we're almost about to hit the lottery.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you're about to hit the lottery. You didn't get the numbers yet, but you're close.
Right.
If your show gets picked up, and but here's the thing, it's got to get picked up. So you have to worry about it. You have to film it.
Sure.
Now it has to work. You have to wait and see them.
Right.
You know, test it and people and someone's in a room and he's nice and I don't like him and blah blah blah.
Right.
And then it's network, right?
Sure. Yeah.
It's even worse.
It's the worst.
Well, it comes out of your hands. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can only do so much, and then you don't have control over the rest of the process.
Yeah. Right. So now they're gonna watch, and then they come back. We're gonna pick it up.
Right.
Right. 13 episodes, 23 episodes, whatever it is, right?
Whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah, and then they're going to watch, and every week, every rating, and people, and they this week was bad, and this week, and then some fucking dude at AP9.com is going to go, I don't like this guy, and
you know, all this shit's going to have to read the good and the bad, right?
Right.
And then you're going to have to wait to see if it gets picked up.
Right.
You're right where you are now, or right before you got it. So it's never-ending process of fucking almost going to be disappointed or almost going to have your dreams come true.
Well, that's why...
Or did your dreams come true right now? Is this it?
No, what I do with all that, because everything that you just said out loud is what goes through my mind. You know, even though I can't control anything, I still think about that. But I'm telling you, I just get completely lost in my daughter. That's all I do. Because I'm like, if I don't, then I'll sit there like that. And then the next thing you know, I'll call my agent and be like, I can't do the show. I'm not going to do it.
Right.
But if I just watch her, you know, try to learn how to, you know, potty train and clap, like, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I do. I mean, she's a big part of the reason why my stand-up even became interesting to guys at that level. So I feel like, you know, she's like a big blessing. And that, you know, I feel like when I first told some of my peers about,
can't,
you know,
even say that word without the Brooklyn in it, can you?
I know,
you
fucking peers.
He saw his whole body try to pronounce it right.
My peers.
You know, Giannis is just a fucking pure comic.
I love it.
He's literally about to fuck. I'm literally like listening to his daughter and his peers. This is a great story. And he just fucking snaps in with, "Yo, you got a fucking peers."
You saw his whole body peers.
Peers. You fucking
he
asshole.
He holds the mic like he's on stage right now. Yeah.
He actually took the mic out for that one.
I know.
Had the black comic, that one.
That's a very... Giannis is the only one they allowed to take the mic out.
I know.
I've been doing it forever.
Yeah,
since the Flood City days there, Danny LaBelle.
So what about your peers? What about your peers?
No, they were just when I was going through it, because, you know, my situation was I met girls so quick, and then she had the babies. You know, we'd been each other, like, some of my peers were like, "You're gonna ruin your career by having this baby. This is the dumbest thing you could ever do." Blah blah blah. And
it's
now
the dumbest
it's
thing
like
to say to somebody.
And now it's like, yeah, because like I knew when all that stuff was happening, I was like, "Who's the closest?" I was like, "Think about like who was the closest person to me." That like what was that person's advice? It was my father, and right away when I told him, he was like, "Oh, congratulations," you know. And I was like, "Oh, so you know, maybe this is a good thing." Then so now I'm seeing no matter what happens.
So I kept it. That's what
so
you're saying.
So I kept it. Yeah. So now
it being your dog.
Yeah, that's the name of the show. That's the name
so
of the sitcom.
I so I kept it.
That'd be a great name. Just holding a kid by a diaper.
Yeah.
Having a Puerto Rican girl on a cell phone behind you.
Just so I kept it. Yeah.
High heels and a dragon tattoo on her calf.
Yeah. Yeah. So
a priest
so now,
giving the thumbs up in the background. Yeah.
So now I just feel free almost of like the misery that goes on in our heads about comics, about being depressed and all that, because I'm like, whatever happens to me, I want the show to work, I want to be a comedian for 30 years and all that shit. But honestly, if you took it away from me tomorrow, I'd be like, all right, I'll just be physical. As long as my daughter's good, I don't
she'd
care.
She'd have no food.
Right, yeah. Yeah, she'd have to be eating fucking empanadas.
Yeah, she'd have some spinal condition because you can afford to take her to the doctor.
Right,
but
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
The fucking, yeah. Move back to Sunset Park. You know, but
she'd have to work at a social club making espressos for gangsters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Henry, do you want...
Oh my God! If she becomes that, I know
she's
my.
Stop! She's not. Stop! I don't want to say you that.
Stop! I was watching that movie, The Town, the other night, and and that girl, Blake Lively's character, she's just like a fucking Southie. Like, I was like, if that's my daughter, I'm gonna fucking lose it. Please don't let that be my daughter. Fucking doing drugs, banging Ben Affleck. That would be awful.
Stop.
Well, I mean, like, you were, Giannis, you were in Miami. You've got a show.
In Miami?
You were in Miami.
Oh, Miami, okay.
Miami, you're in Miami. You got a show. Miami, you're fucking killing it.
Yeah.
Making great money.
Yeah.
And you decide to fucking say fuck it all.
I did walk away from a lot of money.
You walked away from a lot of money to come back here to do stand-up.
Probably a big mistake, yeah.
Yeah, definitely a mistake.
Yeah, I buttoned my shirt back up and came here and started wearing black again, yeah.
That's what we do up here. Wear black and try to get shit accomplished.
Yeah, down, you had a belt down there.
I had a shirt open, chest hair showing.
Fucking BMW.
Floor to ceiling windows.
Yeah, you you pretended gorgeous. You were Cuban instead of fucking Greek.
Yeah. ¿Qué pasa? Yeah, I was rolling. What was it called? Wepa in the morning? Is that what Dan called it?
Wepa.
Giannis is down there doing Wepa in the morning. So yeah, it was, I did that.
You did that. I mean, do you regret it?
No, man. I don't know, man. I mean, the money would have been nice, but...
No, seriously, do you go, fuck, I fucked up, I should have done one more year?
There's moments where... No, I mean, it would have been 2 more years that they were trying to force me into.
Wow.
If they had offered me 1 more year at the money they were at, they were telling me they were offering for the third year,
yeah,
I might have done it. It were doubling. Yeah. They were basically doubling the money on the third year, but right, the second year was just like a 10 grand bump.
Right.
So I was like...
Oh, they paid you in grams?
That's how it works.
That's Miami. Miami.
That's Miami, yeah.
We're going to give you 10 grams for year 3.
It is good stuff, man.
But you miss, because Giannis and I would talk all the time when you were down there. You missed the hustle of stand up, though.
Oh,
here.
We did talk
that's
all the time.
Remember, like, you were like, you could, even though you loved your life, you were like, the hustle, you felt like a party was missing because you were, the hustle of stand up was gone.
You know what? If I was like in my 20s, I would have done it. I would have stayed for another 2 years, but.
There's a lot of fat asses down
like,
there.
You
yeah.
know, it was in my.
Was that why?
Right? What? Is that why he should have stayed there? Because fat ass.
I thought people were going to get
behind. I
mean,
I was thinking the cocaine more. Oh, yeah.
No, it was fun. I was single for a year down there. It was great. I needed it at that time. But, it was the stand-up and just moving my career forward. I felt like Fusion, you know, Fusion's not a big... I mean, it was great. It was like TV boot camp, but it's not like I knew it wasn't going to bump my career. It wasn't going to move my career. It was just going to be the money.
Though. It's a tough situation because here you are.
I called you. You gave when I decided to go.
Yeah.
Remember, I had that long talk with you.
Yeah.
Do you even remember it?
Yeah, I do. I talked to you a lot. I remember that.
Yeah.
Because it's a weird thing. You know, you got these guys who just make it and never not make it.
Right.
And just these people in our business, these comics who just make it. And they seem like they never have a fall, you know? They just keep going or stay where they are up top.
Yeah, one sitting right over there.
Well, not really.
Everything I'm on gets canceled.
I'm just kidding.
I don't think so, dude. No. I don't think he's one of them because it's true. It's I think, you know, I think the first thing, the guy code thing, you're fucking cool to fall into. But look at the situation was a part of that. I mean, all of a sudden he's with an ex-girl that's fucking trashing him before he goes on.
Yeah.
And he's got a headline. I mean, I would have told you.
What a nightmare.
I would have thrown away the money. I would have said, suck my dick. I'm out.
Yeah.
But, that situation was good money-wise, but sucks socially and mentally.
Oh, yeah.
And then he goes into Benders, and this is a great fucking thing, and IFC doesn't get behind it and cancels it after. And here he is with now he's with a baby. So, the process of getting the show picked up was a nightmare.
Sure.
Because you got to meet, talk, boards, what do you, this and that. Yeah, sure. What about that? All of a sudden, okay, let's do it. And now you got to go in and pitch and sell this shit. And you go into the room and it's like bing, bang, and it means people interested. And then you got to wait. And then they finally say yes. And now you got to go fucking film it.
Right.
And that's
write it and film it.
Yeah. Write it and film it.
You know, there's 30, 40 pilots, and then it's a very small window. Only 2 or 3 actually get to go.
I don't think anybody just goes straight up. Like, I mean, when you, it's easy to see things from the outside like that. Yeah. But
I could think of a few that went straight up.
But even
straight up.
Still hanging out.
I'll fucking name 9 of them.
No, but I'm saying never, like.
What are you saying?
I'm saying we're that fucking, like, personally.
What are you saying? 4 years.
Let me tell you about that. Business,
I'm not talking about the business.
Nobody goes straight.
I'm not talking about the business. I'm talking about like life in general. I'm saying if you go like regardless of what
put the
you
hands
see
down,
from
you're
the outside.
Me out with the hands. Did you take a public speaking course before you go into comedy?
I want to do
you
yoga.
You want to use your hands. Express yourself. If someone's going up, go up. If they're going down, don't go straight down. That's negative. Wave down.
Oh God. I'm saying regardless if you like in life you've got a lot of ups and downs, so it's easy to see. I can't help it. There's a lot of... I'm going to try not to do it.
Okay, you sure you're not Italian?
I'm not.
That's a lot of hand gestures.
Southern.
All right, go ahead. Now you can't do
it's
it.
Hard. You make, it's hard.
You can make it. I'm just joking with you. Go ahead.
So it helped me. It really helps me talk. There's a lot of ups and downs in life. So when you watch somebody from the outside, you go, oh, their life's so easy. But then you don't know what they're actually like going through.
Thanks, Tony Robbins.
Or whatever.
Sorry, that's what we do on this cast.
No, I am.
It's a little
I
mean
am.
Sometimes.
I'm horrible about that.
No.
So I'm very like, I'm very motivational speaker.
You're true. You're true.
I think, all right, let's name them. Let's name the people. Dane.
Straight up.
Straight up. Even you think that he's, you know.
Pete Davidson, straight up.
Straight up.
Michael Chase, straight up.
Straight the fuck up.
Gerard.
Yeah.
Who?
Gerard Carmichael.
Straight the fuck up.
Straight up. Yeah.
Okay, so I take back what I said.
I'm not going to say
Chappelle,
Hannibal.
Straight the fuck up.
Yeah.
Hannibal, fucking straight the
fuck up. No, he was homeless for a little while.
Yeah, but that don't count at the beginning.
Nah, he was in it a couple years even when he came here. He was homeless.
Come on,
son. He struggled a little bit, but then he went straight up.
Straight up. Yeah.
Once he got his foot on the ground, he went straight up. Yeah.
Amy?
Amy, straight up.
Straight up.
Yeah. Straight up.
But all those people.
Rich Voss?
You
got a hand gesture for that? yeah, there's people that just went straight up. And look, let me preface this by saying, you go straight up, there's a lot of, you still have to do all the work.
Right.
You can't, there's not somebody doing the work. When you get a movie or you get a TV show or you're on a show, you still have to write and perform at a high, high level, which in some respects can be harder because you don't have the experience behind you.
And all those guys are real funny. I mean, they're just...
Oh, they're fucking all great. Well, I'm not saying it's a bad thing to go straight up.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'd fucking love those shoes. Yeah. The straight up shoes. I just have shoes that are made of lead.
did Kevin Hart go straight up?
Straight the fuck up.
Yeah.
You ever hear that joke about, because Keith brought him to Philly, Philly to New York, and Ben Bailey at a roast said, Kevin Hart, and Keith Robinson. Keith Robinson brought Kevin Hart to New York under his wing, and Kevin Hart ripped that fucking wing off and flew to Hollywood. Now, Keith is doing circles between Philly and New York. who knows? I mean, you could get something and you could go straight up from here.
Possibly.
Not with that attitude. I got no hand gestures on that.
A little more like him. I just have that.
I think it's, you know, but my point is that we can all, you know, we're all working.
Yeah. You know,
sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you had a few deals, TV deals that didn't go.
Right. Yeah.
So now looking back, when you look at back, like when you were upset then, are you happy now? Because like if that had worked out, then this wouldn't have. I always wonder about that.
I think, you know, like, but I also think like if I was in those deals, I believe a lot in like the timing that we don't even realize. Like, you know, when I was still a physical therapist, I quit my physical therapy job, and then like 3 days later, MTV was like, we want to give you an overall deal. And they didn't know that I quit. It was just like, I don't know. I feel like things happen when they're supposed to. I try not to worry so much about like if this and that. But because if, for example, if Benders was season two, I would have never gotten a CBS pilot. I wouldn't have been able to.
It's interesting to think about that.
Yeah.
Like, it's really like when you think about it, because you're probably upset. You're like, fuck. And then like.
Yeah.
It's all like it ends up being a good thing, which is weird.
You know what? I always keep thinking it's over, but then I was a basketball player in high school, college, and like my whole life was basketball.
Yeah.
And then so when things don't go my way and this, like when Benders gets canceled, I'm like, well, I have to go, you know, take 1,000 jump shots like I would in basketball. I have to go don't turn down a spot, do shows at the Grizzly Pair and the Comedy Cellar, and then
how you just pointed to Scopo when you did that.
No,
I over to that side.
I meant Grizzly Bear because it's out that way.
He's so nice about it. He's like, no, I didn't mean it like that.
Grizzly Bear is that way.
So is it this Grizzly Bear?
It's the Grizzly Bear. Yeah. I was stuck.
No, that's true, though.
It's a gay joke. Yeah.
Look, man, I'm on a show now. Last year, I'm in the same position I am this year. Is it getting picked up? Who the fuck knows?
I don't know.
And if it doesn't get picked up, I got to go. I've been writing, you know.
Yeah.
I work all the time. I got, you know, something in the can ready to go.
Right.
You know, you can't just sit here, I'm on a show.
Right.
I'm on a fucking show, and we filmed it, and it's great.
Yeah.
You'll never be comfortable.
You got to come up with ideas and have them ready to go. So it's like, I think Louis said it, it's a job.
Right.
It's just a job. It's, you know, you can write a script. And just, you know, and write a script and get somebody to pitch it, and they want it. I mean, these people want to hear ideas.
Right.
And now with the way shows are, there's 400 shows on TV.
Yeah.
And, you know, half hours are different now. Right. There was a big article Jim Serpico made me read from, I think it was a Variety, with the two heads from FX talking about it's no longer, you know, this is the way networks used to do shows. You can do whatever you want in a half hour, any way you want it. Louis fucking just threw all that shit away now.
Yeah.
So you can do whatever you want in a half hour comedy.
Well, there's really only a few half hour comedies that like people tune into when they air, kind of thing. You know, it's like, and that's mostly the Midwest, probably.
It's hard to get people. Watching. It's hard to get people. Network is better because it's such, you know, people watch NBC, ABC, and CBS.
Right. Well, that's kind of changed too.
That's changed.
I watch less and less network as the.
Well, here's the thing is that they don't even care about overnights anymore because people don't watch TV live.
Yeah. Right.
So they care about 9 days and 30 days. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You know, it's interesting though, like, you know, I'm good friends with Nate and watching his career.
Who?
Nate Bargatze.
Who's that?
Hey, some guy, some comic. So when Jimmy Fallon like blessed him the way that he did and then produced his sitcom to NBC, I was like, how can you get more of a blessing? He was the golden, you know, Jimmy Fallon took over the Tonight Show. Tonight Show was cooking. I'm like,
oh my God.
How much more of an advantage can you get going in? And then that show didn't go. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
I was actually.
So nothing's guaranteed. It's
nothing's guaranteed. Yeah. But the one thing is guaranteed is you can write jokes.
Yeah.
Right.
Or you can write a show.
Right.
And try and find a way in the room.
Yeah.
I mean, you can find, there's lesser people can find a way and have found ways into those rooms to pitch an idea and sell it.
We're actually really lucky, though, like, because when things don't work out, you can just go find a brick wall and make money, you know?
Yeah, you can make money in the city.
Yeah.
I mean, you could bring your, you know.
Yeah.
And then hopefully one of your friends, like Chris, you know. Like, you get a show that goes, and you hire, you know, one of your chubby friends to be on it, like the best friend. I don't know if you write that in.
Whatever, Chris, so you want to.
He wants a real Queens guy.
Yeah. Good luck with
Who's
that.
Who's getting coffee for who now? Yeah.
Listen, let me tell you something. If that happens, I'm done. I'm
here
fucking.
Here you go, Mr. DiStefano. I'm sorry. Your coffee's a little fucking cold. I'm fucking sorry.
If your show, first of all, you think I'm gonna get no coffee, okay? I'd kill myself before I get coffee, you cock fucking Greek. But listen,
cock fucking Greek.
If your show goes and he books a part and he's huge and he's fucking holding up an Emmy with the cast, I will fucking loosen that goddamn AC and go out with it on a Saturday night second show. I will take me and fucking William out with that fucking.
Cock fucking Greek is my favorite thing I've
Greek
ever
is
heard
a good
in my
one,
life.
Yeah.
Sorry, I get angry. I just push things together.
Greek.
No, I mean, but seriously, you could, if your show does go, you could put a bunch of guys in these room and the guys you know on the show and give them a little bit part. I mean, his, you know, that's that you could give Scopo.
I would love to.
TV.
That's
shot.
How Kevin James got started, right? Yeah. Everyone was Raymond. Yeah.
So you never know.
Yeah. And the whole thing, if it does go, another added bonus for me personally is that it would all be in New York. It's all filmed here,
that's
so I don't
have
to move my family.
Yeah, yeah,
so that's
looks
good.
Great. Well, good luck with that.
And all Thank your you. Peers are rooting for you.
Peers. So.
Well, your peers.
Look, I think it's a weird thing. I think comics, we all are. We root for each other.
Right.
We all do. You know what I mean? We all.
Yeah, I find that, especially in New York.
We give a fuck, man. We want, you know what I mean, everybody. I mean, Pete Holmes is kicking it, filming a show, putting everybody to work. Look, Jim Gaffigan is fucking putting everybody to work. Louis put everybody to work.
Yeah.
I mean,
Amy did too.
Amy puts everybody to work, so it's good for everybody. When in New York, when one of us makes it, everybody, because the talent pool is small here.
Yeah.
Comic wise.
Rachel put me to work twice, but the shows didn't go. So
yeah, so it's actually
I've never been put to work by any of the shows he mentioned. So
yeah, but you have your own show, so now you can
and
take
now none
a
of those
vendetta.
Fuckers are getting put to work.
Yeah. You know, fucking vendetta.
Chris put me to work under the table right now.
it's a fucking weird business, man. But you got to find some type of, like you said, your daughter. I find it in my. The things I do have, I'm very grateful for.
Right.
Yeah, I'm fucking grateful for my family, my house. I've built a great little life
I'm trying to find it in other people's daughters.
I'm glad I have a son.
Fucking nightmare.
I'm glad you're not Modi.
Colorful.
Anyways, all right, we're going to do a quick read on this, and then I want to talk about the roast.
All right.
I want to talk about the roast last night and see what your thoughts are on it.
Can you just tell me the time, please?
Yeah, we're going to tell you the time real quick. I'm going to get to the chat room real fast, though, before we do it to these
before
reads.
Before the read? Or
yeah, before. Okay. Yeah, is that cool?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead.
Panthers Hockey says, Giannis is two turntables away from turning this place into a Bollywood dance party.
What the fuck what? Is... Do you ever think Depot just makes these up?
I really do. I think he types them on his phone. Well, I don't think Depot picks. He tries to pick funny ones, but his sense of humor is different than yours.
I'm just expressing the chat room. I'm, you know, there.
What do
they
mean? I'm too. What do they say?
You look like you're dressed like a DJ who's on a, not on a, not on, not working.
What's
right
the
now.
Next one?
Oh God,
Bob.
that was weird.
Someone says Bobby's weight straight up.
Oh, that's
you
funny.
Should have led with that
fuck
one.
You. Yeah, well, that's funny. Oh, your DJ, your Indian DJ thing is
nobody
funny.
Laughed at that one. But, you know,
I'm laughing. Read the first one again. Read the first one.
Giannis is two turntables away from turning this place into a Bollywood dance party.
Ah, fucking Bollywood dance party.
Was it as good as your weight is all the way
really
up?
Really wasn't.
I wish someone had a
straight
Fred
up,
Joe
straight
song
straight
right
up.
Here.
What else you got?
Whitey McMayonnaise says SpaceX rockets straight up. That's a reference to the one that blew up last week.
Yep.
Did you know about that?
Yeah, did you see like the drone thing?
What drone thing?
There's a video of the rocket. Did you shit?
No.
Oh, what?
It's in the bathroom.
Oh, inside, to the left, the
I
light.
I could have shit that
I think
quick.
He left some cocaine for him.
It's in the bathroom.
If you watch the rocket, they have the slow motion of it exploding. You see some type of something come from the right side, fly into the rocket, it explodes, and then it flies away.
Where'd you see that?
On the internet. You'll see it. They have the slow-mo of the rocket blowing up. I'll show it on the camera.
And a drone took it out, you think?
We don't know. And right. Scopo, just UFOs. Make it full screen and get it ready to go when it's ready. You can probably have to skip a commercial. Yeah, it was really...
Hang on. You turn the volume off there.
I'm all the way up.
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, look... I don't know what the fuck it was, but it's this. You can definitely see something flying
something.
Into the. Tell me when you got it. No, it's a.
Like a UFO.
It's like a minute. It's I don't know when the rocket blows up. I don't know at what point.
He's actually showing the wrong rocket blowing up.
You got the Challenger.
Scopo, it's not a good day for this Scopo.
It's the dumbest guy ever.
I don't know.
What?
See the fucking video.
Listen, cancel the video. Go look it up yourself.
Jesus.
I'm not doing anything technical with this fucking moron behind the wheel.
Piece of garbage.
He'll drive my show into the fucking ground.
You fucking Queens trash.
All right. Check this out, though. You like football, right? You're a big big sports fan. Both of you guys. You
time?
Like football?
No.
Time,
no.
Time is 56:32.
I'll pretend to.
No, you don't have to. You guys, no, you're not two fucking fatties on the couch. You haven't done sports in years.
It could have been QBs.
Dude, these are the greatest guys I've ever seen in my life.
I love them. I want you guys to come
best.
To every
like
show.
Please
brothers.
Come every time. Jesus.
I'm surprised I haven't fallen asleep yet.
Look like Bobby's backup dancers. The fat boys are back, and we know that.
Oh, that was great.
I think I got diabetes.
Can't believe the floor is holding up right now.
Don't get greedy. Don't wash yourself out of it. You're doing good. Right? You sang the song. We let you get away with that.
I tried to squeeze one more in there. Didn't need to.
What's your favorite football team?
Giants.
Really?
Yeah,
Giants.
Same thing, you too?
New York.
No, when I was a kid, I was a Cowboy fan, but now I just like to watch them lose. So that's
you guys, do you guys any of you do fantasy football?
No.
Yeah. I got Colin Kaepernick. I love his political values.
No. Jesus, really?
Yeah, man. I always sit during the national anthem.
I want to talk to you about that. Do you really?
No,
I don't want to.
No, of course not.
Oh, okay,
no.
Jesus Christ. All right.
It's
anyways.
His right if he wants to sit. It's his right.
Yeah. Shut up.
I'm just tired.
Fucking stupid. person you are. No, it's not his right.
It's go his to, right, yes.
Alex, go to another country.
Are, no. You don't like it that he's sitting?
No, I will talk about it after I get my money from this company. After corporate America.
No, I think it's...
Football is... Shut up. Football is back. And to celebrate, DraftKings is hosting another free... This is free fantasy contest. This weekend, $100,000. Crazy. $100,000 in total cash prizes. Total prizes, not cash. Total prizes are up for grabs. Look, no deposit required. That means you don't have to put nothing down. You heard it right. Right now, nothing. Not one thing goes down.
That sounds like a scam.
It's not a scam. It's absolutely 100% legit. It really is. So put your fantasy knowledge to the test for free.
Free?
For free.
Jesus.
To win your share of $100,000 this weekend at DraftKings.com. Wow. I mean, it really is pretty nuts.
It's unbelievable.
Because if you love playing fantasy football and you can do it for free and then win all this money for nothing, that's crazy. I don't understand why you wouldn't just do it. Even if you're a part of something or doing it somewhere else, go here and do it here for free. Nothing, not 1 cent. For $100,000 this weekend, DraftKings.com. DraftKings is the destination for 1 week fantasy football. That means what? No season-long commitment. You don't have to sit there all season and wait till the end. It's 1 week. Play when you want, with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your players, follow the team live. Renew old rivalries with friends to prove you're the best superior GM. Or try 50-50 contest, where the top half of all entries win cash. I love cash. I love the word cash. One of my favorite words ever. Whenever you're a 1 week fantasy rookie or grizzly vet, whether you're 1 week fantasy, you know, you're a new or you're fucking into this. This is what I love about it, because when you do the season and you're not, you don't know what the hell you're doing, it kind of sucks. You're gonna, you know, you're not gonna make it. This way you can jump in for a week, learn what's going on, and then the next week, do it again. Next week, do it again. Was it 16 weeks?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
17.
17 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal.
Well, it was a bye week.
Bye week, yeah.
There's a bye week. You know, we love byes. You guys know what I mean. DraftKings.com. Fun, fair, and free contest for all season long. Okay? Hurry to DraftKings.com now. Use code Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, and play for free in this weekend's $100,000 fantasy contest. This contest is free. That's it. It's free. Don't ask me. It's free. No money. No deposit required. So there's no reason not to play. Again, use promo code Kelly and play free. Free, free, free. I can't say it enough. For your share at the $100,000 this weekend. Only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. I want you to go to RobertKellyLive.com. My tour is up there, the True Story Tour. I start this weekend, and it goes through December into January. We just added a couple more dates. Me and Stavros are going to be going around. The Laugh Button is actually sponsoring the tour, promoting it. We're going with them, and there's a couple other people we're adding. If you want to be a sponsor of the tour, email me at dude@riotcast.com. If you have a company and you want to get behind it and put your name on the all, we're going to be doing videos with the Mevo camera. We're going to be doing live Facebook feeds. We're doing a bunch of social media stuff while we're out there. And it's going to be a fun tour. We're doing small rock venues. We're going city to city. And then we're going to do some clubs and a couple theaters. It's going to be a blast. And we're going to be doing a lot of horse shit, playing around, being goofballs while we're out there on social media. So if you want to be a part of it as a company, email me at dude@riotcast.com. And if you come and get your tickets now, RobertKellyLive.com. They're on my dates. And if you see it on the internet, retweet it, tweet it, share it, like it, fucking lick it. Do all that shit to it. Make sure you guys spread the word. Also, if you want to be a premium member, I'm waiting for the video from Creeps with Kids, which I want you on the next one.
Let me know.
Creeps with Kids was a fucking hit out of the park. Premium members, you will be getting the... I got to make sure all the comics are cool with me putting their stand-up up there, but you will be getting the actual... the panel at the end, which was fucking hilarious. So I think we're going to put the whole thing up there, video and audio. So premium members, you're getting it. You Creeps with Kids. And if you're not a premium member, sorry. If you want to become one, how do you do that, Deepu?
Wait, hold on. I just blanked out. What was it?
Oh, God. What's up today, guys?
Yo, I'm skimming the chat room.
You go by the app.
You're not skimming the chat room.
Sorry,
we're doing promos.
Fuck. Yeah, yeah. It was something about...
Fuck, man.
Here
we go. If you want to become a premium member, how do you do that, Scopo?
You go by the You Know What Dude app.
Oh, God. It's fucking even worse. I'd rather have you not know where we're at. Giannis, if you want to be a premium member, what do you do?
Yes, yeah, Scopo.
Yeah. I didn't know that was coming my way right there.
Oh, you're the worst. I'm glad Vios fired you.
You get the Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude app.
You listen, this is what you do. You get the app, and the app is absolutely 100% like DraftKings.com. Free. Free. iOS, Android, just go down the app. What's the app's name?
Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude.
That's it. Just type that in the search. Download it for free. Inside there, you become a member. $1.99 a month, it zips out of your fucking account. You never know it hits you. And you get...
you run a roll there. Yeah, I like
you
that.
You get all the back... You get all the episodes, the backlog, the archives, all yours. Every single show, almost, 300 shows, you get for free. And anything premium we do, like the Podfest or this Creeps with Kids, and I got these one-on-ones coming out, are all going to premium members. So if you're not a premium member and you're a fan of the show, you're a fucking idiot. Go right now, download the app, become a premium member of the You Know What Dude podcast. And what else?
If you want to sit on the show like these guys are, email ykwdproducer@riotcast.com. If you want to send something to the show, like in the background right here, we had new things added. Sister Ping behind you. Check that out. The guy brought it last week.
Yeah, his name's John. Very nice guy.
Wow.
That's me. And he gave me this nice journey mug. And the father and son gave me this helmet right here. A lot of good stuff.
Cowboys.
A lot of good new stuff.
Send that to 117 McDougal Street, care of Robert Kelly, 10012.
And I want to I want to bring this out. We're going to leave this on the table right now. This is Lauren's
kidney stones.
Yeah, she passed another stone tonight. That's why she's not here.
Oh, God.
So,
yeah, I've been there. Wow. That's fucking painful as shit.
Oh, yeah,
boy.
Jesus.
Oof. She just passed the kidney stones, so she's not here tonight. Either that or she fucking got shit-faced and took it out the butt and was trying to get cum out of her ass.
Go to DraftKings.com. Can we put that away or no?
What's that?
Gross. Oh, wait.
kidney stones for guys, I've heard, is like the most horrific pain.
Oh, I had
to carry around a filter
with
me to spots. Like, I was running around doing spots, and every time I pissed, I had to piss through
what
a filter.
What was the reasoning?
Because you got to catch the kidney stone and then bring it to a urologist.
This one looks like it has a face.
What was the reason? The doctor said you got it.
Look at that.
Hey, can you guys talk into the fucking microphone?
Sorry.
And stop doing your own little fucking one-on-one, you cunt?
Sorry.
All right, go ahead. I know you got a big show. You're a big time, but apparently I'm not on the show with your facial expressions when I said, am I on the show? And you were like, no. So fuck off, okay, Chris? No, I'm kidding. Go ahead. Am I on the show? No. I'm just kidding. Audition. Anyways, I want to talk about this. I want to talk about the roast last night. Did you see the Comedy Central roast?
No.
I heard about it.
I didn't see it.
Nobody saw it?
No.
Nope.
I saw clips from it.
I heard Ann Coulter got smoked.
You could see that coming. She was up there, yeah.
I heard she wouldn't accept any of the jokes they wrote for her.
What do you mean?
They wrote her a bunch of jokes, and she wouldn't. She turned them all down, and she said she wanted to do her own stuff.
Did she bomb?
Yeah.
With her own stuff? Yeah.
Yeah.
And she would have bombed with someone
Nikki,
else.
I heard Nikki Glaser had a good joke. Nikki Glaser did well.
I saw Nikki's.
She called
actually.
Jewel she Trailer had a Swift, which was funny. That killed her.
I think it was a great roast. Yeah. I thought everybody was killing it.
Yeah.
Nikki really fucking annihilated. Yeah. I think Jewel fucking did great. I think everybody did great. I gotta stop saying fuck.
What was Anne's? What was Anne?
Here's
the
problem. Here's
the
problem. But this is why it takes me 3 days to make an opinion on something, because I come out of the gate hot, and then you learn all this other shit, and you're like, yeah, maybe she is an idiot. I felt the way they edited. You know, I don't know. I just wish they didn't have her on, because I don't care what you think. I don't care what you know, look, nobody likes her. Nobody liked her. It was apparent that people didn't like her.
Right.
Pete Davidson said, you know, when Pete gets mad at you.
Right.
When you say something, he was like, oh, that was funny. And he gets really angry, and he was like, he called her a cunt.
Got smacked for that.
Yeah. Well, he called her a cunt.
That's how she made a living, though, being hated. Yeah.
I know, but, and then, what's her name, come on, I hate you. Everybody hated her, which I get.
Yeah.
Why the fuck is she there?
To make money. Right. She's promoting her
book.
Okay,
money.
That's fine, but why, this is supposed, they this missed is, the whole, hang on.
Yeah.
They missed the whole fucking point of these things. They're supposed to be fun. You're supposed to have a good time.
Well, it used to be friends, yeah.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be, yeah, I know what it used to be, but even what they did, at least people liked each other or respected each other.
Right.
Now you fucking... Now it's like we're talking about, instead of how fun the roast was, we're talking about what a fucking twat Ann Coulter is. And she's actually, whatever her beliefs are, okay, I'm fine with that. She's not a bad human being. She's been at the Cellar a bunch of nights.
Oh, wait. She's very friendly at the Cellar, mm-hmm. and she's engaging.
Yes.
But she's probably a horrible human being.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Yeah. Well, because she spews... She causes divisiveness in this country.
Yeah.
Right. She spews a lot of fucking hatred. She courts the right wing, racist party. She's
just, awful.
And she's doing it to make money. I mean, she's
what
an
has she said that? What has she said? I want to know what
she said. She trashed the wives of guys that were killed in the World Trade Center.
It's like, where do you begin?
I'm not asking what she said. I'm asking for what she said that makes her terrible.
I have a controversial tweet lined up that maybe we can read.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sure she's got a lot of them.
She tweeted, how many effing Jews do these people think there need to be in the United States?
Jesus Christ. Yeah. She's not that bad of a person.
She's all right.
I mean, it's how you read it, really. I thought it was hilarious.
You got to interpret it a certain way.
I kind of agree with that. It'd be more opportunity for me in this business.
Read that with a happier tone.
It does sound like someone in the chat room would say that too, right?
Read that with a happier tone.
How many fucking Jews do these people think there are in the United States?
Yeah, and now at the end of it, put in bed. Listen, here's the thing. Look, I get it. But fucking why? I feel like she was set up for us to ambush.
She knew exactly what she was getting.
She was.
Okay, she knew, but why would we, maybe I don't like watching people being fucking attacked. Maybe. I just don't like it. I don't like when a group of people, whether you're right or fucking wrong.
Well, she's attacked Mexicans.
She's attacked everybody.
Fine.
Yeah.
I don't like that either.
Right.
But so, you're saying that because she attacks Mexicans and she hates the Jews and she hates the black, that it's okay to attack her.
No.
It's not okay to attack anybody.
She should expect it on a roast.
But that's my point is that it wasn't funny. They really, the crowd, everybody hated her. The crowd fucking hated her. Yeah. And it was like a mob mentality. It was scary.
It was
like
awkward to watch.
And I felt bad as a human being to watch another human being sit there and shake and be scared.
Oh, she was
fucking sitting there. You know, they edited her not laughing. They put, do you think if
I know what you mean.
If they edited her to be like, if that happened to somebody, a left-wing Democrat that everybody fucking loved and they bombed, do you think they'd put that up there that they bombed?
No.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, she's not even really right wing. She's more just kind of like crazy.
She's just crazy. Yeah.
Okay, then why have that fucking person on the fucking road?
I agree with what you're saying.
Why make me sit there and feel something for her?
Maybe because they knew everyone was going to be talking about it and then she was going to get rammed.
It's ratings. They're doing it for ratings.
I thought the roast stand up on their own.
So you were upset about the fact that the roast itself was ugly.
I don't like when people get fucking ugly and I don't care if you're right.
It's like they were trying to have a train wreck.
I don't like when people fucking just all look at man.
Attack somebody for not having the water right or stuff like that.
What's that?
You missed it.
I know you hate this cunt. Listen. Look, everybody knows I love Scopo like a son.
Yeah, I'm sure he thinks that when you're screaming
all
at
the
him.
Time.
This is for love.
What the fuck are you betraying me?
I'm never going to family.
What the fuck kind of people are you? You're not from fucking Queens.
Bobby, I am.
Listen, I don't know. Maybe I just look. I don't know. Look, I met her downstairs. She seems. She's always been pleasant. She goes to the shows all the time. She sits at the comedy table.
So you guys are close, is what you're saying?
No, I don't know. Not at all. She's actually closer with a lot of the comics than me.
I was being sarcastic.
I know. But no, she is. She comes, you know. Yeah, but mm-hmm. She's been on Jimmy and Opie show or whatever the fucking name they have now. I don't know whatever name that is. The afternoon, morning, midday.
I'm sure Hitler in small doses is a very friendly guy. Still killed a lot of Jews.
Yeah, great. Probably look, great small talk with that guy, Hitler,
look,
you know?
Look, he could have took a joke. yeah, but it's like, it's true. Like, if she's such a fucking piece of shit and everybody hates her because she's such an asshole, why the fuck did you just put her on an amazing roast?
Because people want to tune in to watch her get skewered.
Yeah, because she hasn't.
But
I mean, I feel like she never has.
That's fucking evil to
been.
Me. That's fucking evil to set somebody up.
His country's
to,
evil.
But again, let me finish my fucking thought before you fucking cut me off. To set somebody up, to set somebody up to fucking be annihilated is exactly what you fucking hate her for doing.
But here's the
thing. You're doing what fucking. Throwing a wimp fucking rocks at a woman because she fucking
she invites it.
I got nothing. I just wanted rocks for women.
Blood pressure medication.
Yeah, I don't think she was being set up in the sense that she invites the controversy because that's how she makes her money. She wanted to promote a book.
Yes.
She knew damn well what she was getting into. She knew she was going to get fucking trashed on it.
Okay.
But she's an opportunist. She's she's been very cordial at the Comedy Cellar.
That's
but
so
if
fun.
You've read any of her work, granted, I haven't read anything, but I've read
you've perused
shit
she's
like
a garbage person.
But she's notoriously a horrible human being, and
I know,
that's just the
why,
way. It is.
That's my question: is okay, that's all great, but why put her on fucking? Why put her on a fun event?
Because
it's
she,
supposed
because
to be
she
about,
wanted to be on it.
It's supposed to be a Rob fucking. No, you don't go on something because you're supposed to be on it. A horrible human being doesn't go, hey, I want to be on the Rob Lowe, and they go, sure, whatever. Someone came up with the idea, and a lot of people. You know who wasn't on it? None of us in this room were on it. I didn't get to. There's a lot of comics that could roast really well that didn't get fucking invited.
Yeah. I was asked,
okay?
But I got the deal.
But you know,
that was on a day.
But you know what I'm saying?
It's you like, seem surprised that not a lot of people have integrity. That's the world we live in. It's
no, I'm not. But I'm saying you guys are saying that she wanted to be on. She didn't fucking. She was asked to be on it.
But she said yes.
Okay, that's a whole different story than I wanted to be on it because she didn't sit at home and go, I really want to do a roast because I want to promote my book. Listen, that was her only fucking way out.
Who wrote for her?
Hang on.
Oh, sorry.
Only way out was to fucking say, I know you all hate me. Go fuck yourself. I'm going to piss you off even more. This is what I do. Here's my book. Fuck off. That's the only way out. That's the only way out of it.
Yeah.
Mike Lawrence did a post show and he said
he wrote a bunch of jokes for her.
They had a bunch of jokes. They had like a script for her, but he said she turned it down.
He read the jokes that he had written
for her.
They were good.
Yeah.
I think it's them going to her saying, "Hey, you want to do this?" We should be talking about Rob Lowe today.
Yeah.
It was his roast.
It wasn't.
But
it was her roast.
Yeah.
Which I think is fucking.
And
it's kind of insulting.
They knew that was going to happen. And it was done to. Because people want to watch it. They want to see a train wreck.
I was enjoying it. I was so enjoying it up until the time that they put her on stage. And then I felt pity for her. I felt sad. I felt bad.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan of hers either way. I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit here and say she's a piece of shit. I'll agree with you guys. I take you for your word. I don't think you guys are stupid people. But I just felt bad because I felt somebody was put out. Imagine being put on TV and every funny person in the world, the funniest people, I mean, those are the funniest motherfuckers ever, were just fucking calling you a cunt, your pussy smells and stinks, and you're a fuck you, and you pussy, and you fuck off, and you're a shitty human being, and I don't give a fuck who you are. That hurts.
Yeah, that's going to be her.
Yeah.
That hurts.
That's her eulogy when she dies right there.
Yeah, but that I don't give a fuck how tough you think she is because she can take it. I don't care. She's a human being, and you could tell that affected her. Mm, all the mean shit that was said.
You said he went, I don't know, human being. Yeah, stretching it a little bit.
I'm telling you, dude, that shit hurt her.
I got to watch it to see
and
this.
I don't like watching people get hurt. I mean, maybe that's just me where I'm at in my life.
I don't either, but I liked watching her get hurt.
But
yeah,
how
she's
can
hurt
you say
other
that?
People because she's
I
hurt
know,
other people.
Because she's hurt, because she's
she
hurt other
she
people.
Her
because she's
hurt.
Such
I mean,
a... Yeah, it's her feelings. It's like you hurt her ego.
What did she...
She's crying all the way to the bank.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of money.
I don't want to watch that
shit. A lot
of
money being divisive.
I think the fucking roast was awesome, and I was having such a fun time, and everybody was killing it, and then they put her up there, and they let us watch somebody bomb. They let us watch her just fucking die.
That was her choice, though, apparently.
So she wasn't okay. getting any
bombed anyway.
Yeah, yeah. She turned down the jokes they wrote for her. She was like, no, I'm going to do my own.
Nobody was going to laugh at the jokes they wrote for her anyway. Exactly. Nobody was going to give it up for Ann Coulter.
I don't think you should bully the bully. I don't think you should get a bigger guy to fucking choke the take the lunch money from the other bully.
A roast shouldn't be that anyway. I mean, you know.
Sometimes it works, though, no?
I've
watched her on TV so many times where I've just been filled with anger. So, like, watching her just take it was like, that was, I don't know. It felt better.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. What did she say that made you feel with anger?
I don't even know where to begin because she just spews all this bullshit.
Just read the titles of her books. Yeah. I'm sure just the book titles.
Name one title.
I'm asking you to Google that shit.
No, I'm not saying it to you. I'm saying it out loud.
In Trump so we they trust. Hear.
Let me just say this. Let me be devil's advocate for a second. Mm-hmm. So because somebody believes in Trump, they're a piece of shit?
No.
She said a lot of
stuff. That's not what I'm saying.
You could pull up an interview of her. I know the interview, right?
But I'm not saying that you're...
If you pull up Ann Coulter quotes...
Yeah, I have her book names.
Or if you do Ann Coulter Jorge Ramos interview.
Hang on, go ahead.
Adios America.
Hang on, shut up. Guys, please, he's got something. Let him have it. Don't throw him off with interviews and shit.
How to talk to a liberal...
Yeah.
Oh God.
Treason, liberal, treachery. I can't read. It's too small. Demonic. slander. Bunked. Liberal lies about life.
You forgot. Black Mugged. People are the problem.
Was there a comma in there?
That's the name of her book.
I can't read that.
Never trust a liberal.
She had a lot of books
though.
Jesus.
Yeah. She had one called
Guilty.
Black People Are the Problem.
High crimes and misdemeanors.
I made him laugh, so I'm going with that. She's a funny one. It's a joke, but you guys forgot to laugh.
Democrats had.
I literally thought it was serious, though. That's the thing is, like, I wouldn't have even known that was a joke. That's the kind of shit she says.
I don't know. Democrats had any brains, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, but this is all this. None of these books. These aren't offensive to anybody.
Well, yeah, he's reading your book titles.
Read some of the quotes.
All right, we'll read quotes.
Let's go for some of the quotes. The quotes would be just the worst things ever. Correct?
Yeah.
These are the things that made you fucking violently angry, correct?
Yeah.
I want to hear this.
Although some of them are pretty funny.
as a comic, though, can I say something, too?
Yeah.
You brought up Hitler. If Hitler was on the roast, first of all...
Oh, he'd kill.
He'd fucking do great. And second of all, because he'd have the best German writers... You know that if he had a good joke as a comic, maybe not as an actor or a musician, you'd walk up and go, dude, that was a good one hit. No hit. That was it. That, yeah. That one you said.
I was laughing.
Hey, sorry, I'm late. I left the oven on.
Dude. Yeah. Dude, I'm Jewish, but that was a good one.
Some good Jew jokes.
Being funny is better than being right, you know?
Funny always wins.
I got some quotes. If women. It would be a much better country if women did not vote. That is.
Hang on, stop. Yeah, yeah. No, stop.
That's a legitimate point.
What's wrong with that? I mean, honest to God, when did the trouble start in this country?
I don't know why I told you to bring up Ann Coulter quotes.
I think
I
the point
so
is,
stupid.
But right there, I mean, she's
more to the quote.
She's perfectly. She's saying that to court. This she wants to bring in controversy so she could sell the book.
Yes.
So she's saying she's perfectly purposely saying things that are going to offend people so she can make money. So now she puts herself in a position at Comedy Central where she knew that they were gonna come back at her, and she did it because she's promoting another book.
I don't think you should allow that shit inside of the. I just don't think you should allow it.
Well, I don't think it's a roast shouldn't be that anyway.
No, I think it should.
Should all be friends roasting a friend.
Yes,
yeah. Well, but that stopped a long time ago.
If they're not going to do that, do what they've been doing. All right, you take Ann out of that fucking roast last night. That is probably one of the best roasts they've done.
Still funny, right?
I thought what's his name, the host,
Spade
killed it. He's so fucking witty.
Funny, yeah.
But I think roasts have changed over the years where now it's basically just it's almost like just a stand-up special. It's just, you know.
I know, but what am I? My point is that it was fine. It was a great roast.
They didn't have to
They didn't need to fucking
bring this horseshit controversy and make liberals look like fucking whiny, evil bullies. And now you're giving the right wing, look what you guys are fuck. And now.
But I think it brought in more people. People who normally wouldn't have watched the roast tuned in to watch the roast.
But is that where we're at with these?
Yeah, that's where we're at. It's about making money.
Read the rest of the quote. Read another one.
I bet you Bobby changes his opinion after all these quotes. He's like, you know what? She is kind of a bitch, to be honest with you.
I'm going to fucking vote for Trump. I'm going to get a book. Go ahead.
They've hit us, and we've got to hit back hard, and I'm not just talking about the terrorists.
Okay, not a good
one. In fact, Sarah Palin has created
more
jobs than Obama has.
Do you understand? Do you understand that you're 4 years in, you know that's not a good one?
I'm reading all of them.
Don't read all of them. Read the good ones.
I'm reading all of them.
In fact,
I'm reading all of them. I'm reading all of them. It's like Edith from Archie from fucking.
Archie, I'm reading all of them.
I didn't say all of them.
I said all of them, Archie.
You moron.
I'm a Christian first and a mean-spirited, bigoted, conservative second, and don't ever forget that.
Amen.
Actually, that should be a shirt.
That's a good one.
Show that at
should have been a book
monster
title.
Monster trucks, monster truck rallies. That's not. Is that a book title? These are book titles.
No, but that should have been.
Okay, here's the deal. Now she is a Christian, right? She had the cross on last night.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. All right. And here's the thing. All they kept talking about was her pussy, which is so not.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one. Sorry, I'm just
don't let her do it. She's a fucking bleeding heart liberal.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead.
You would never think that from her name, though.
Yeah.
Rosemary Baker's up next at the RNC. Yeah.
Her lineage. No idea.
Her lineage. I thought you were gonna ask to change your seat with that guy behind you. I saw you clutch your purse a couple times.
Deep down, she's happy he's sitting in the back.
I'm just clutching my cookies.
That's why I like it.
That's the way it should be. My name's Rosemary Baker.
You got a Mexican.
It's so funny, you guys. Know exactly. They don't even need to know like what the real. My whole family is so Republican. It's like my grandfather was.
You turned lesbian in New York yet, Rosemary?
Just a little while ago.
She did a show with the Mexican and the black right behind her.
Don't come home till you wash that Jew off, y'all, Rosemary. I know one of them touched you.
Then she had one of those John Travolta guinea wops sitting next to her the whole show, and a heap was next to him.
Rosemary Biker.
And one of those Hindu flopper flipper nut grinders in Central Park was running the whole show.
What's a flopper flipper? That's good.
What else you got?
Liberals are stalwart defenders of civil liberties, provided we're only talking about criminals.
Wow, you really don't know funny, do you? You really... Chris, can you help him?
If you want more of that, you can go down to the Pear at 9:45.
9:45?
11:30, I'm not on the big show
11:30
yet.
11:30 at the Pear.
Where's Lauren and her fucking kidney stones? I'll take a sick Lauren.
What else we got?
This guy Chuck is just reading shit. I bet you shouldn't even say that. I bet he... What the fuck?
If we took away any women's right to vote, we'd never have to worry about another Democrat president.
Now, listen.
That's great. That's classic.
Hey, Billy Bob, listen. I mean, that's true, though, right?
I mean, that's a good point.
Yeah, it's a solid point.
That's legit.
Solid point. Yeah, she is a fucking... She is pretty out there. Why is she against women? I don't understand that.
It's just controversial shit.
Because she's a woman. Because she's a woman, and it's she's being controversial. It's right. not. I don't even. I'm literally like. It's like watching Trump, where you're like, do they believe this? I don't even know if they believe it.
So we know that she's just doing it, and a lot of these people do this shit. By the way, we there's more than just her who just say fucked up shit to get the headlines, to get the response, to get the traffic.
Yeah, she's actually the reason the Republican Party's falling apart. Like, is that side of the Republican Party is just
just so offensive.
So we know that that's my problem with last night is they put her out there and they just let these... Jewel's a sweet person. I don't want to see Jewel be a cunt. I'm sorry. I don't want to... I'm just sorry. It's like when you watch these videos on YouTube of these, you know, the little kid on a trampoline and then they fucking do one bounce too high and they fly over a fence and land on a fucking pit bull.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that. I know it might be funny to you jackass fucking... I don't want to see, you know, a fat chick on a swing miss the water and fucking land on her face in mud. I don't. It does. It's not funny to me. I don't.
When you describe it, it's hilarious.
That's an entire demographic. I mean, it's funny. Pretty funny.
Baby falling on a pit bull.
Baby falling on a pit bull.
I don't know if
for
it's
somebody who doesn't enjoy it. You described it perfectly.
Maybe because I have a kid now and I have a little more empathy for the world or the
definitely want to see your kid fall on a pit bull. You don't want to see that.
I think I care more. Or maybe it's just me, who I really am. I just don't like seeing people get hurt emotionally or physically. I don't. I'm not into it.
Yeah, well, then you should really fucking hate Ann Coulter because she made a living doing that.
Yeah, but I mean.
But you defend the underdog. You're the type of guy who defends you. That's why
I think maybe that's some of it too. You're right.
You feeling she was the underdog there and you didn't like that.
I just feel like we ganged up on somebody. I fucking hate that when people, like a group of, you know, okay, all these left-wing Democrats who we're supposed to be the good people. We're supposed to be the nice people. We're the ones who make change. And all of a sudden, they're just attacking this. Okay, say she's a witch. Say she's the bad person. You know, we're not supposed to do it. We're supposed to rise above. We're supposed to punch up. Right. We're supposed to be better than that. We're supposed to show our kids how to be. How we don't become them.
Right. Well, you're just giving Comedy Central way too much credit.
Yeah, that's really what it comes down to.
Maybe I am. Maybe I am. But I just didn't.
Like, look, guys, the Daily Show's tanking. We got nothing. All right. We got South
Park.
Daily
Show's gone.
Let's really hammer this fucking cunt Ann Coulter. All right.
Because it's gonna get views today.
You know they had a back room meeting.
Yeah, that fucking South African not working. Ann was right about him.
But it's gonna get her bomb is gonna get more views than anyone crushing.
What did you say?
I'm sorry. I love your accent.
Her bomb is gonna make Comedy Central a crazy place.
Sorry, Archie.
Archie, the ratings are gonna go up and up and up and up. Right, Gloria? Fucking Christ.
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to talk.
I'm not going to talk.
All right. He has Ann Coulter.
I have Ann Coulter face.
Don't fucking say what I'm about to say, you hack.
I didn't know you were going to say that.
I said Ann Coulter face. You said it fast.
Hey, we don't like when people bully people. You know what I mean?
No, but honestly,
you fucking hack, shut the fuck up.
Archie, what are you talking about? You're a meathead. Here's the deal. Honest to God, though, I've been there where you're being made fun of so bad by comics that it starts to hurt. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Where you're like, yeah. And you're kind of like smiling and you're taking it, but inside you're like, I want you guys to stop, but you can't say stop because you're supposed to be this fucking tough motherfucker that can take anything, and you've given it, so you should be able to take it. And then, you know what I mean? But inside you're like, this really hurts. And you could see her have that moment last night of like, and nobody talked to her. Nobody liked her. Nobody. All these other fucks are sitting there high-fiving and good job, and they were talking to each other. And she just sat there by herself. And it just seemed a little sad to me as a human to do that to another human being, no matter how, whatever she says. She never murdered anybody. She never fucking kicked a baby in the fucking face. She didn't, you know, she's not, she says stupid shit. And we all know it's dumb shit. We all know it's ridiculous. It's fucking money-grubbing horse shit.
Well, we don't all know that, though. That's a problem.
Yeah, but we do because
the right-wing
it's not
extremists who agree with it.
And well, you guys just said, you guys all just said it's, she just says it to get ratings and people. But so if that's what I'm saying, is it's all horse shit.
Right. Well,
we all know it's horse shit.
She is a just an absolute opportunist. And if she wasn't, she wouldn't have been on that roast in the first place.
Okay,
and
absolutely.
She should have known it was coming.
She shouldn't
and
have
I agree
on.
With you. It's not really the right forum. It's a comedy roast. It should be funny. It should be someone getting attacked. But if you're going to attack anybody, she volunteered for that gig, and she got it.
But that's the thing. Is like, are we supposed to be attacking? I mean, that's the side that says we don't attack, isn't it? I mean, am I wrong? The Democrats are the ones that say we don't attack.
I agree with you.
We don't attack
anybody. I think that's becoming less and less true. I mean,
Obama's dropped more bombs than George Bush did, so I mean, we attack. We do a lot of attacking.
You dropped a couple bombs here, too.
There we go. Clean that up and tie that on nice and tight.
Speaking of bombs.
There we go. Fit it on nice.
What is the chat room saying? I know these fucking twisted.
Yeah.
Half of them agree with her.
Oh, yeah, boy. There. Jordizzle says, Bobby, you're defending Ann Coulter the way black dudes defend Michael Jackson.
That doesn't even make any sense.
What?
Only the best.
Can
and
I have my credit card back? Before you go.
Are you going to give them money?
He's going to go buy cement.
Black
Michael
dudes
Jackson.
Don't really defend Michael Jackson.
Can I have that
Jackson?
Bandana back, please?
Yeah, there you go.
My fucking cement line there took a go. Hot one. It went down like cement. I thought that would be better.
I
cement?
Like
the fucking guinea from Queens? Let me get three bags of cement. I got to fix my father's fence. Take it back. I fucking won.
No, I don't have it. You hold that thing.
I don't know. What else are they saying?
Tyrone Frazier says, put a liberal extremist in her place and she would have applauded and not derided.
That's a good point, actually.
What's that?
What he just said.
Say it again.
If it had been a liberal extremist, then Ann Coulter would have, like, applauded and loved it, you know? So you got to take what you give.
Well, I'm not saying that she... Look, if it was a bunch of Republicans fucking smashing a left-wing liberal nutcase... Yeah, I don't think it... But I wouldn't agree to that. I don't want to see that little whoever the fuck that is be set up to be... I don't know. I just
you don't like bullying.
I don't like a group... When a group of people... And, like, they let her bomb. They let us watch somebody, you know, and now that's the headlines. It's like... Fucking poor Rob Lowe. This cocksucker can't even get his roast. He's second fiddle on his
don't
roast.
Don't feel bad for
yeah,
Rob
Lowe's
Lowe.
Doing all right.
He's
Lowe's
had a
fine.
Great life.
Yeah.
He's born with that face. He can't act for shit. He's one of the worst actors of all time, but
Rob's,
that face.
Actually, Rob's one of my good friends.
Oh, all right. Well, Rob is great. I'm hoping for him.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know. Soda Pop is not my friend. But no, I did meet Pony Boy. Not Pony Boy. Is it Pony Boy? Yeah. No, yeah, Johnny. What? I met Johnny.
Johnny was Ralph Macchio.
Ralph Macchio.
Yeah.
And I felt kind of bad for him too, because Ralph he had a good rant, but they gave, you know what I mean? It's like comic was so good at it, man. I mean, all the comics were fucking Pete, Spade, Nikki. I mean, they fucking they're just no fat.
Was Jeff Ross on too?
Jeff yeah. Ross, yeah. No fat. No fuck. I mean, even what's her name? Jewel was pretty good too. She's got some timing. Just no fat.
How was Peyton Manning?
Peyton was good too.
Did he
and Rob was good too. But the comics, man, there's just fucking the jokes were so.
Well, they're pros, yeah.
Man, it was nice so lineup. Fucking yeah. enjoyable. Nikki was fucking hilarious.
I love Nikki.
Really funny.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, and the jokes about Nikki were fucking great. Fucking, I mean, Pat. I mean, the joke about Peyton Manning's head.
There were tons of jokes about his head.
Well, they should have showed his head to Zika babies so they know it could be worse.
That's good,
oh, that's
yeah.
Good.
You can't fucking beat that. That's a great fucking joke, man. I think Ralph did good. I mean, they should have edited it a little bit. He kind of went off on the same tangent over and over, and he kind of built this whole thing up to fuck you, Rob Lowe. You, I hate you and your career. And they let him do it like three times where they could have edited it a little bit. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I think the roast was awesome. I did. I enjoyed it. It's just that when she went up, it was just like, oh, why last? She was fucking last.
You feel like
really?
Ralph Macchio.
Like, yeah.
You feel like almost Ralph Macchio is like Rob Lowe, like Rob Lowe took all his yeah. roles. And, like, because he's just not a, he's like a worse looking version of Rob Lowe. He's like the guy, they're like, no, we got Rob Lowe for that. And he's like up for it. And it's like, no, we don't.
But you forget about Ralph
Macchio.
You
could be his stunt double kind of thing.
Yeah, well, look, Ralph was Johnny in the Outsiders.
Oh, no, Outsiders, yeah.
So you
not
got, I mean, look,
Kid.
Ponyboy was the motherfucker.
Ponyboy was the motherfucker.
He was cute, adorable, holy shit.
And his career is shit.
Well, yeah, he went to shit.
Yeah.
But then you got Soda Pop, which is great. You got Daryl, which
all those guys blew up.
Blew up.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise blew the fuck up.
Emilio Estevez did not blow up.
He did.
Well, for a little while.
Come on, dude. He was
Mighty Ducks. Wasn't he in Mighty Ducks?
Dude, he was in Mighty Ducks. He was in the West movie. What's that?
Young Guns, Young Guns 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm. Dude,
he's the one brother who doesn't have AIDS, so, you know, you got to give him credit for that, too.
Yeah, and he's directing. He has a winery.
That's true.
He's very successful.
Yeah. Did you know that he turned down Platoon? They wanted him, and then his brother took it. And
yeah, thank God.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he would have done a...
That was fucking mage.
You got Jimmy Carr. Jimmy Carr was good,
Jimmy
too.
Carr was fucking... God, how could I forget him? One of my favorites. Yeah, he's so great. Mean and awesome.
His joke about Ann Coulter was great.
What
it's
was
not
it?
Too late to change. You could go kill yourself.
Yeah. I just think that, I don't know. I thought the roast was great on its own. I just think that part of it kind of, I was like, ah, what the fuck's going on? Why are we doing this? Yeah. Why are we letting this horse shit into, you know what I mean? Why are we letting this shit into our comedy?
I got one of Jimmy Carr's jokes. Ratings. If you want to check it out.
Go ahead.
He's such a nice guy too, Jimmy Carr.
Cue the Queen's voice.
Got it? Not the first choice.
Oh.
Ralph Macchio. Obviously not the first choice of Rob's 80s co-stars to be here tonight. But Tom Cruise is too famous and Patrick Swayze isn't answering his phone. <That's great. laughs> When Comedy Central was putting together the lineup for tonight, Ralph Macchio's name was at the very top of the list. And that list was marked worst case scenario.
That's great. That's
bring up great. Some of the Ann Coulter.
How
shit.
Was Rob Riggle?
There's only one. There's only
Rob
one
Riggle's killed.
Yeah.
Because he did it his way.
Yeah.
He did this thing where he'd tell the joke and then say the joke because her pussy's big. You know what I mean? He did this overacting very, and then actually somebody called him out for it, which is a great joke. He was actually, everybody was great. Everybody did great except for Anne.
Is this Anne?
Yeah, it's only one.
That's why they saved her for last.
One of her clips. So.
Anne was fucking scary, man.
I'm a big fan of Rob Lowe's work, especially, of course, the taped threesome. To this day, that remains the most authentic performance I have ever seen at a Democratic National Convention.
Oof. It's a bad joke.
It is a bad
joke. It's a bad joke.
A little bit of a cutaway, too.
I think she hired. Can I be honest with you?
Oof.
Can you get another one of her jokes?
There's only one on there.
On the whole internet? Of all the internet.
Of all the
internet. If you searched the world wide web, nobody has a clip of Ann Coulter's performance. There's not one in the world. In the fucking world.
Not
if you
one.
Typed
I
in
really hope
roast
it's not. I fucking
and
really hope it's
I,
not.
I'll give you $10,000,000 if there's
Ooh, man,
not
you really
one.
Gotta Google now.
Oh, God, what a fucking dumb.
We hate when people bully people.
Yeah.
Hey, shut your fucking mouth. Maybe that's why I hate it, because I do it. Uh-huh. I'm not a bully. That's not bullying. That's helping.
No, that's love.
Oh, that's
love.
No,
it's tough love. That's affection.
Do you got it?
You
what's up?
There's 100 of them.
Hey, what's going on?
Do you think this was set up like an Ann Coulter roast? Like if Comedy Central was smart, they'd have an Ann Coulter roast like next year.
That would be, look, if they did that where she came back and they had all her friends, there's nobody on it. Yeah. Who would be on a roast? Who would be on a roast?
Fucking Bill O'Reilly.
Is this Sherrod's smaller friend?
Can one of you fat fucking techie guys take over for her?
No, they'd have to
just
get up.
Just type in her name, Ann Coulter, and then put video.
What do you think I'm
just,
doing?
Just hashtag.
Oh, why? Don't get mad at her. She's trying to help you.
Ann Coulter roast.
You need another depot.
I need five of you. Will you invent a fucking a clone machine?
You could just have a kid. In 20 years, you'll have another intern.
Just if one of you guys
have my kid be
if
on
one
the
of
show.
You guys stand up, make sure you do it at the same time so the couch doesn't flip on its side. Just time it perfectly.
Both of you, all your little fingers make me hungry.
Just deep fry them.
You gotta have snacks next time these boys come.
They have snacks in their pockets. I guarantee there's a fucking there's a bar or a fucking some type of candy, some satchel of fucking don't let my blood sugar go too far down bag. There's a bag of what do you got? What?
I didn't bring you a black and white cookie.
You did. Throw it over here.
He was hoping you wouldn't ask.
Now you dropped it. No, he was like, gets all my things I dropped.
He was like, should I give it to him or should I keep it for myself?
Well, the guy who
it's a Sophie's choice.
there was a thumbprint in the chocolate.
Hell.
Cocksucker.
He pawed it. He pawed it, all
right. Look at right here. It's mushed.
Look at, he had to make sure it's not poison.
Yeah. No, he was trying to jerk it off.
What did you have a death clutch on it? Should I give it to him? No, I'll keep it. No, I'll give it to him. No, I'll keep it.
It's a Sophie's choice. You guys would make the best cop movie, dude.
just fucking crime goes on. You don't get out of the car ever.
Everybody gets away. the only way they catch you if you fall and break your leg.
Book 'em, Fetso.
Or if the criminal's bigger than them. All right, hand me the bandana.
Yeah, sure, take it.
I thought it was a good one when it was coming in.
I know you did. We saw your confidence. Guess who didn't? We. We the people. Thought you stunk.
Yeah, well.
But Chris, you're getting nervous. What's wrong with you, anxiety boy?
Nothing.
You got to go? What's happening?
No, I got to go in a little bit.
Get off your phone, you fucking cocksucker.
All right.
Why are you on your phone?
Because he's got bigger and better things to do.
I was writing something.
No, don't write anything. Fuck your show.
No
bullying. Oh, there we go.
But he plays the sound, and then we're gonna listen to the fucking intro music for 10 minutes. You know, just cue it up.
And now a real treat
cue
for
it
fans
up.
Of hate. He seems stiff and can
cue it up. Oh, I don't want to hear it until it's queued up.
It's like watching Baby How to Learn.
Oh boy! Oh boy! Let the peasants fight! Oh yeah!
That was a pretty funny line.
Yeah, that was a good
watching
one.
The babies. It's like watching a baby.
Scopo, are you gonna let him talk to you like that?
I at least can write a joke.
Whoa!
There you go. Why don't you fucking wrap that around your head?
Yeah, when? All right.
Ready?
Yeah, ready.
Rob Lowe.
Nervous.
I'm so overwhelmed with the love in this room tonight. I can't thank you enough. It's really something. I'm not a comedian, which is why you can imagine I often get mistaken for Nikki Glaser.
That was decent.
That was
funny.
Okay.
And she got laughs.
All right.
Because of all of the love and respect I have for Rob Lowe and all these fabulous and talented performers tonight.
Timing.
It has nothing to do with this being the next stop on my press junket for the book I've just published 4 days ago, In Trump We Trust, E Pluribus Awesome.
That's the title? That's the
Pause
subtitle?
For booze. Oh, wait, I wasn't supposed to read that.
That was good. She got laughs.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, she got laughs, too.
Available
they were being fair with her.
At fine bookstores everywhere.
That was fair.
I know it's pretty shameless, but I'm on a stage with a guy who made 2 Joe Dirt films, so how shameless can I be?
No timing.
Awful.
Yeah, awful.
As a right-wing hate monger, it's fantastic to be at a big Hollywood shindig with all these glittering celebrities that isn't a fundraiser for Obama. I'm hoping to persuade you all.
Stop right there. That edit to the Kennedys.
Yeah.
They literally, what a fucking dick. I mean, they edit right to the Kennedys' table.
Obama. I'm hoping to, to persuade you all to vote for Trump. But most of all, I want you, David. Because it would prove the media is lying when they say that Trump won't get the vote of a single spade.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's a
washing
bad
my
joke.
Mom.
That's
Hang
a
on.
Bad joke. That
Hang
stinks.
On, stop 1 second. Now, when she said spade, what does that mean?
We know what that means.
It's definitely a slur, right?
It's a slur.
No, let the... Well, yes, sir?
It's like black people, right? Yeah.
But it's like a people. Like a 1940s, you know. That a couple spades came in, see?
I don't know if the black guy thought a guy from Boston didn't know what spade meant.
He called it to you before you got here.
Is that what it means? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Your family does not like you.
They didn't teach you that?
You didn't get your satin spade, no spades allowed jacket?
I had no idea. Well, I thought it just meant people.
In all fairness, it's more of an urban slur, right? Nobody in the South is.
I don't know.
The South really sticks with the N-word pretty hard.
I don't think
hard.
It's urban either. I've never heard anybody say that in my life.
No, it's an urban word,
I think it's an Italian. Those fucking, you know, those, you got to do with the accent. Those fucking spades over there.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it comes. It's like an
as
urban.
As soon as I heard spade, I, like, threw dice in my head. I was like, yeah, fuck it.
I think, look,
that's where she loses them, I'm sure.
You know what? I'm starting to question. Maybe this bitch does deserve it. Look, that joke. But here, the shit that's been said already is pretty fucking crazy. So why can't she do?
Yeah, but
she's supposed to be this person. She said a joke.
She wasn't attacking David Spade there. She was attacking black people.
Yeah, but I know. But you go back through the jokes. You don't think there's jokes about other races and women and I mean even Jewel said it. I know I'm a feminist.
but some of the stuff is funny.
Yeah, but probably they were better jokes. That was a bad joke.
That was just a bad joke. Wasn't even a bad
joke. Okay, but,
that
was just okay, a straight out how do you know,
racial
okay,
slur.
But how do you know that joke's not going to kill?
Because it sucks.
It's terrible.
Okay,
it's awful.
But,
also,
but,
she fucked it up.
It's terrible.
Well, I don't know, but I mean, look, she said, I mean, it's
don't
a
look at me. I write good jokes. Ask Scopo.
I thought it was a solid joke.
So then, I think Lewis wrote that joke.
You watched
call
your
set. Was,
you just watched like, your set. I was like, damn,
I could have used it.
I got to write some new stuff now. Coulter's doing my act.
I don't know. I'm just asking, is there a double standard?
No.
You know, can really? You don't think that Lena Dunham was up there?
She turned down quality writing and said, "No, no, no. I got this."
Yeah.
Okay.
She's an asshole. She's an
I will accept that. I think that her turning down the writing, if that's true, cuz you guys I'm hearing this from a fucking black guy in a purple shirt.
Oh, what does that mean?
I'm sure there was
what
one.
What does that mean, Bobby?
I'm saying I don't trust the space.
In her defense, I'm sure she ran that joke to some comic backstage, and he went, "Yeah, you should open with it."
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
that's
she?
A good one. Yeah.
What's your name again?
Lemaire.
Lemaire.
These guys are the greatest.
It'd be funny if you were like Gary. Hey, dude, I really do love these guys.
They're the fucking greatest.
I know, I really do.
I mean, it does not get better.
How's working for Con Ed?
Oh, boy. Oh. Just wrap it around his mouth.
It does get worse. Apparently, it does get worse.
He got
hey,
confident.
Where did you hear that?
Hear what?
Hear that she wouldn't accept the jokes.
Mike Lawrence said it.
Really?
They did like a post show.
Yeah.
Him and Earl Skakel.
Oh, yeah.
They talked about it.
What'd they say?
They said...
she doesn't understand joy.
Yeah. They said that, and then they he said she was being like an
you
asshole.
You hate this woman.
And then there was a puppet. He did like a puppet doing her jokes that he wrote for her. You could, it's on ComedyCentral.com.
Yeah, yeah. No, I read it, too.
Okay, so
if you,
I mean,
if
that
it
is...
takes you to believe a white man said it,
yeah,
I did read it too.
Dude, he's whiter than you. Okay,
he was like Mike Lawrence
all,
did a thing on it. I totally read it. It was yesterday.
Yeah, he's way whiter than you. You're like yo, son. I got shot.
Yo, yeah, man. I'm sitting here with Chrissy D, cuzzo.
I got shot for my fucking Jordans.
I got fucking shot. I got Jordans.
I was DJing and
yo, fuck you talking about. I'm some all the way up. You know what I mean?
You'll get out twice as a black guy and a Puerto Rican woman.
That sentence will tell you, ass pussy. You need to lick that shit. Lick that shit good. That sentence will tell you the sign.
I can't take it. I don't know. Maybe she deserved it.
Want to keep going?
I guess. With her, no. I really don't.
I told you were going to change your opinion after you heard that. Heart medication.
I just don't. I was enjoying the roast, and then it was about her for some reason. And I didn't like it. I really. I'm
well,
a
now
fan.
You know what?
Well, yeah, but that's a choice that Comedy Central made. They knew that was going to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why they put her last.
I don't know. I just, why make her last? Put her up early. Get her out of the, I don't know.
Because
just,
then keeps people,
because nobody
keeps people
wanted
watching,
to follow
all the people
Spade.
That, yeah.
No. Jesus. Why is it funny when you say it?
Because he's a great comic. Yeah.
I don't know. As a black man, does that joke offend you?
Well, it depends on what you're referring to, actually. Because the beginning of the joke was the algorithm for that was a little off. If I was to code that, it would have been totally different. If I may say so myself.
What would you say?
Nah, I wasn't offended.
No, not at all. So that didn't offend you, what she said?
No.
Do you think she's a piece of shit?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah, because some of the shit she says, is just she just says it for, like, everyone saying shock and
shock and
sales.
All.
Yeah, like, she literally just put her book up, so she only did it for sales.
But you don't think that's funny?
I kind of respect that, just put the book up.
You don't
up.
Think it's funny that she just said, look, I know you assholes hate me, here's my book that you guys hate, but I'm stuck.
That's
fuck
funny.
You. You don't think that's funny?
Yeah,
funny.
But she didn't
she
say
did
that.
That's like a Voss move.
Yeah.
Voss was at my party, and my kid wanted this bracelet he had. It was a like a survival bracelet. It's that rope that you can, if you get in a jam, you can, you know, tie sticks together and hunt fish. I don't know what it is. My kid wanted it out of his car, and he gave him one of his CDs. My, But here's he texts me later. He goes, "Hey, I don't want to put you on the spot in front of everybody, but I usually charge $10 for this."
He's being dead serious.
Yeah. Well, he's being serious, but it's funny. You know what
he's
I mean?
Very funny, yeah.
You don't think she's being funny with that?
It would have been funny if she stood on the stage, put the book down, and been like, "Here's my book. You all hate me. Fuck you." Like the way you just did it, but that's not what she did.
Right. You know, she's not just promoting herself. She's bringing right wing extremism to the mainstream. So you know,
Jesus, you're serious, man. My God, who are you?
It's like he was on Red Eye.
That's why your fucking show got taken away. You're too fucking serious.
That was mean, Bobby. That was mean. Yeah, that was really mean.
Talking to the microphone too a little bit.
That's why your show got taken away. You no good son of a bitch.
Dude, I can say that because it was fucking. It's not, I didn't say it to Chrissy. I said it to a guy. It was 1996.
Yeah, he can't give you a role.
I've gotten over it.
Dude, we're in another. We're in the 2000s.
That's true. Yeah, well, the 10s. Yeah, we're past the 10s. Two decades ago.
Yeah, don't remind me.
You're doing great. what's the chat room saying?
Blake, give me one second.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Can't get any good brown help these days.
Yeah. What the fuck, Ann?
I got nothing right now. I need a minute.
Go
to,
get it, then. Don't ask for it. Just do it.
Someone says, is Chris D this retarded in real life?
Yes.
Yes. You're not retarded. You're not retarded. You're lovable. No.
Do you want to hear the jokes toward Ann Coulter?
Sure. Show me one of those.
Jeff Ross.
Is it chewed up?
Not yet.
Oh, I love
that. Yeah, that would have been great. Do you guys know how
Ann Coulter wants to help Trump make America great again? You can start by wearing a burqa. Yeah.
Right.
Ann, you have a face that would make doves cry.
Why is he dressed like Prince?
You're very beautiful, actually. You're like a modern-day Eva Braun.
These aren't that great. Oh, I shouldn't say that, right?
Well, you can
I
say that.
Be honest.
He wasn't the best at it. I mean, other people have better jokes about her. all right.
Here's Jewel, by the way.
All right, go ahead.
Frost is going to party like it's 1999, and Coulter is going to vote like it's 1899.
Good one. Good one. Good one, Jewel.
Look at that face.
Look at that face. Ooh. Ooh. She didn't even have a sense of humor about it.
And you do look great, though. You're almost as thin as Donald Trump's chance of winning the election. So that's...
That wasn't so funny, though. No, yeah, she got cheers. Those are unfair cheers.
But she got the, you know, am I right, ladies?
Yeah, that should have bombed. That wasn't good, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about.
That's
there,
a
was,
good
there was a
point.
Little of that.
That was a shit
I wish
joke.
You guys watched it. Yeah. None of you guys watched it.
Yeah. The preview clips of it that they put on Twitter looked so bad that I was like, there's no way this could be a good roast.
Well, it was actually a really good roast.
Yeah.
Except for the Ann Coulter stuff was uncomfortable. It was just weird to watch. Anyways, fuck her.
I like how they set up the situation a couple years ago.
What's that?
I like how they set up the situation very similarly. Like they had this non-comic come on.
Right.
And he bombed really hard. And some people like seeing that too.
Oh, I think you get way more press from somebody bombing than you do just a good roast.
Yeah, Michael Richards. That was the ultimate bomb. We got a lot of press from that.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's a perfect example.
Fuck
no?
It. Well,
pull up that
so.
Video, Scopo.
Yeah, that's a perfect
No.
Are we allowed to? I mean, he was bombing.
I haven't seen it.
No, I got a new... You haven't seen that video?
You haven't seen that one?
Stop
Whoa.
It.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, well, how are you from the South?
Remember Seinfeld?
They didn't play that at your Christmas party at home?
That was
now,
your...
this guy knows what he's funny. He knows what he's talking about, goddammit.
That was your uncle's ringtone. Look in the balcony! In the balcony!
You're one! And you're one.
Who's that? That's just your aunt coming over for papa.
Rosemary Biker.
Rosemary.
I
want to
see it.
We got to show it.
Why can't? Well,
the new YouTube sure. policy.
Well, we've been swearing. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Can we?
YouTube made these new rules last week, where and we violate most of them technically. So, I don't think so.
We're being comics. I mean, you can't be funny anymore.
Yeah.
You can't be funny on YouTube.
That's one of the rules.
I mean, what do they want?
I don't know, man. They're getting very PC.
Why? Oh, this fucking country. I mean, sorry, this fudging country.
Oh, you can't curse on YouTube kind of thing?
Not curse, but I'm pulling up the list right now.
Oh, boy. Maurice,
I have it queued up if you want to watch.
Maurice's video is about to get taken down.
I mean, really?
Probably, yeah.
It's not going to get taken down. You just don't get ads.
Right.
They cut your ads in half.
Oh, my God.
But I think it's a sleazy way just for them to make more money. I think the money still comes in. They just don't give it to you.
Right.
and then making you conform to their little, you know what? Good. Because you know what we'll do? It will have some nerd like these two chub chubs will come up with the next YouTube. They'll come up with Fat Tube, and then we'll all go to Fat Tube.
That's a great name for them in the peanut gallery, by the way. The Chub Chubs?
The Chub Chubs.
Please have the Chub Chubs back when I'm here. I love them.
But Chub Tube is coming your way.
Guys, Chub Chubs are in the house. The Chub Chubs.
You're going to have a burp when you go
guys,
to the home.
Welcome
page.
To the stage, Robert Kelly right. and the Chub Chubs.
I think he poisoned me. I think he brought those black and white cookies from San Antonio in his pocket. I think he forgot they were in his pocket.
How hilarious is that he had one?
Like the back of my tongue feels coated. like I fucking drank, you know, you sip on Raid.
And that fucking cookie disappeared so fast.
Raid. Dude, both of them, there was two.
It was like throwing a fucking treat to a dog. Yeah.
I had one of his thumbprints in there.
Yeah, well, it didn't stop you from gobbling it down. You just took notice. You're like, oh, well.
I was kind of hungry. What's up?
You want to watch it? Or?
Nah, I mean, we know it. I mean, you've never seen it, right? I mean, I don't.
Well. Oh, okay, I see.
Right, let's see. Let's just watch her and see if she smiles on the sly. That's what I'm talking about.
Is it funny?
Say it. No,
not really.
Say what we're thinking. It's
a nervous breakdown on camera.
It says, I can just read the headline. Michael Richards spews racial
Listen,
hate.
He just lost his mind. He blamed it on trying to be funny. Yeah. He's not funny. He fucked up as a human being.
David Chappelle's joke about that
was so funny. I love
that.
I have it.
David, can I just can I stop?
I don't know why I did that.
Yeah. You know what? I have seen this.
Do you want to have that
Can
joke?
I stop everybody right now, and can we all acknowledge that Chris got a text from an agent or a manager going, you need to stop talking about this. Can we fucking acknowledge fucking fuckface's silence?
Look, kid, we're going for the Midwest here. We got a sitcom deal. Hey. Stay the farthest away you can from the Chub Chubs and Robert Kelly.
Hey, who the Chub Chubs and Robert Kelly. What? Who,
isn't that redundant?
Who texted you and told you to shut your pie hole?
My manager's like, you know, be careful.
Be what careful.
Did he really, right?
I
he told me. No, he always
Who's your manager?
Rick Dorfman?
Rick Dorfman called. Is he listening?
No.
Oh, right. Boy.
No.
Give it to him, Robert.
No.
Listen, I got you under my wing, all right?
I know.
I'm not going to let you throw your deal out.
I'm going to rip it off and fly to Hollywood like Kevin Hart.
Yeah, good luck.
I know, right?
Good luck holding my wing up. Listen, buddy. Did someone get, are you tired? Did your blood sugar?
No,
go down?
I got. I want to eat. I got to host the 11:30, so I want to go eat because
right, well,
I'm fucking dying.
We'll wrap this up. Let's wrap it up. Let's start with you, so you can go.
All right.
I'm kidding. Listen, Giannis, what do you got, buddy?
I'm going to be at Governors in Long Island.
Ooh, I love those guys.
Yeah, great. From September.
I never work Governors. I just work the other two.
They told me they gave me your weekend, so I don't know.
No, I've never.
You've never been in Governors?
The guy, is it different people?
Yeah.
No.
They had two of them left. James is now working at Governors, and they have somebody else working brokerage.
Well, I work. What about McGuire's?
Same people. The sons.
I only work McGuire's and brokerage. They never have me at Governor's.
Well, wow. You should have Robert Kelly.
That so, freaks me out. Was there another guy that probably doesn't like me over there?
No, I think the I don't know if it was his daughter or somebody. They left Governor's and James went over to Governor's. And then there's new people now at brokerage.
Who's at brokerage?
I don't know. The guy
James there. Isn't there?
James is at Governor's.
My pal.
Yeah.
So now we're going to deal with somebody else? All right, whatever. Go ahead.
So I'll be at Governor's from September. I'm like right in the middle of my plug, guys? Really?
Well, we made your plug funny.
That was true.
That's what I do.
All right. Governor's September 30th to October 2nd. And then the next weekend I'll be at Levity Live. And then after that, San Diego and Salt Lake City. Just go to my website for tickets. Thank you very much.
The best. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks
what do you got,
me.
Buddy?
I'll be at the Comedy Cellar. And probably go do Comedy Magic Club in a couple of months.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Buddy, thanks for coming on. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
You got it, man. And what do you got?
I got September 28th to
it's
October
1st. Fucking spaceship to fame.
Yeah.
I got a sitcom deal.
He's got his own TV show, and he's hosting the 11:30 show.
Yeah, exactly.
He stepped on stage somewhere at the stand around fucking 4 years ago and heard 2, One. We have liftoff. Go ahead, you fucking star.
I'll be at Cap City Comedy Club in Austin, Texas.
Wait, we're not.
yeah. Tickets are not doing well. So I'll be at Morty's in Indianapolis.
You stink. Your career's in a fucking bucket. You better hope the show goes.
I know. And then House of Comedy in Phoenix.
You're not even. He's not even in stand up live.
Hey,
oh, shit.
I just want to say I'd love to work all those clubs. I think they're great. So,
yeah.
I'm not.
ChristyComedy.com.
Of course, man.
Check it out.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I'll take that. Yeah.
Bananas and
I just don't like that Deepu handed it to me, but I'd take it. See, I'm fair, Deepu.
I know it's
I love bananas.
Or whatever your name is.
Bananas. What do you got?
Thanks
for coming on, by the way.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.
It was really fun. I'm glad. Well, I'm glad the people that we had on, because I wanted to talk about that roast thing. I'm glad that you guys, you know, I like it because I'm on both sides. I think everybody has a little point. You know what I mean? But this roasting kind of bothered me last night, and I'm glad you guys shed some light on the actual
pointed out that
she's a shitty person.
No, I mean I don't fucking hate somebody because you hate them, because I just don't hate people like that. I don't, and because somebody says something, there's a lot of people you meet in this business that have done some horrible shit.
Yeah,
but let me tell you something. Is your integrity enough to say fuck you to them? You know they've done shitty shit, but they're going to give you a job or give you a show and pay you money. Are you going to go, you know what? I'm not going to work with a person like you. No, you're going to fucking go, hey, he's not that bad. You know, what's good for you is good at the time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if you saw Ann downstairs, are you going to go up and go, you're a cunt, I don't want to talk to you? No, you'd sit down next to her.
I'm just going
to
sneak a picture next to her, then post it online and say, look, I'm sitting next to a cunt.
That's why I love comics. You can talk. If I just keep talking, one of you fucks will say something really funny. Hopefully, or if it's just me yapping. But, you know, it was good to have you guys on. I'm glad you guys had your opinion. You did shed a little light on it. Where are you going to be?
I'm at New York Comedy Club, Stand Up New York, in the city, and then... I announce all of it on Twitter, so at Rosebud Baker.
Okay, cool. Come back on.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
thanks
both of you guys
me.
Come back on.
All right, cool.
Great. Scopo?
You get me at Chris Scopo on Twitter, Instagram. Do your
deep. I'm going to go Deepu first. Deepu?
On Twitter and Instagram, R2Deepu. And if you're watching live tomorrow, I'm doing a live stream where we're talking to the developers of this gaming theme thing. We're talking to the developers of a new game coming out by the studio Abitron. So we're kind of experimenting with that, and maybe you can want to check that out.
Do you know my friend Oscar here is a big gamer?
You mentioned that. We'll talk after the show.
You really should, because he has, you guys would really do good. You should think about doing a show here.
A little cross-promotion.
Yeah, maybe a little.
Well, you already got a video game show with whoever, whoever those guys are.
Just shut your face. I mean,
I'm upset by that.
You should be upset by it. Be upset that you didn't fucking move to New York. Now you're here.
I want
to
go sleep on those guys. They look so fucking comfortable. They just sat next to each other, just laid down on them.
What else you got, Deepu?
Oh, also, me and Scopo are doing a little after show. After the show today.
Yeah, we're going to start doing after shows, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll try it and we'll see how it goes.
Can we someone be
just
positive about
something?
Yeah,
we're going to do it.
You're doing it.
We're doing it forever.
Yeah,
every time.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to get carried away. Yeah, they're going to be doing an after show after
Rosebud's
the show.
Rosebud's going to stay on.
Are you going to stay on? Good.
Because Lauren's supposed to be here, but
that's
she's not
great, man. Yeah, that's awesome that you're staying on. What do you got, Oscar?
I'm currently studying.
Besides fucking diabetes and high blood pressure.
I got that check.
No, I don't.
Fucked up.
I've been following him on fucking Instagram. Oh, he's been eating his way. He's been in New York for 4 days. He's fucking had 9 pork sandwiches.
And I've lost weight. All this damn walking.
That was a good one. That was a pretty good one.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I'm a OG reporter on Twitter and Instagram.
Yep.
My website is originalgamer.com. It's on hiatus while I'm going to grad school.
Right. Okay, good, man. And you're going to be a journalist, right?
Yeah, technically I am one right now, but this is to actually be here in New York so I could find a job in journalism.
As a journalist. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, technically.
Technically. All right. I interviewed you,
6 years ago.
I know you did. That fucking skyrocketed you to fame, dude. Should have fucking got Mikey D a fucking Vios
Mikey
queen
D,
over there.
That was great.
I mean, oh shit. Well, you should have got Mikey D.
Yeah, how about that role, Mikey D?
Mikey D.
Mikey D, if you got a role Chrissy on the show, D, I'm Chrissy available.
You know what? Fuck you for having the last name you have. Because you know what? Not only did you fuck everybody up with your name, we always got to go Chris DiStefano. Mike DiStefano.
I did it once too. I brought it's you up by accident on stage.
Yeah, but Mike,
and I'm his good friend, and I
Mike
did that
DiStefano.
One. Yeah,
and Chris.
The names
no,
are too
close. Chris DiStefano,
Mike DiStefano, Mike DiStefano, and Chris DiStefano. It's fuck you.
Yeah.
Okay. Not only your name kills me because I love you.
But we spell it different.
Yeah, but now you're fucking his legacy up.
I know, but it's different names.
No, he's not. He's not fucking up his legs.
I know he's not. I'm kidding. I'm not
he's defensive.
CNN.
Like
I'm not fucking Ann Coulter. I'm just fucking joking around.
Okay.
Trying to get out of fucking calling Mikey
to,
D.
It's hard to tell, Bobby. You know, sometimes,
hey.
You know,
hey.
You say things to say. It's hard to tell if you're joking.
Hey,
you know?
Chub-chubs. What do you got, fucking Kool-Aid?
Kool-Aid.
I'll be down at the McDonald's hammering some burgers. Fucking beating the shit out of them.
What do you?
If you're listening
you
to this
have?
Live, September,
what do you got stewing in the kitchen?
Listen, what do you got except ashy elbows?
What do you got cooking?
What do you? Why are you holding
this,
the mic like it's a fucking?
I'm great.
He's
I'm
trying to
go.
Eat it.
I'm great. Go.
Okay, like, go ahead.
Go.
You got it.
September. If you're listening to this live, September 10th, I'm gonna be at Auto Bar in Baltimore. September 15th, The Crown in Baltimore.
Yeah.
September 16th,
he's
Midtown
pulling
Comedy,
out of the sky.
Midtown Scholar, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
In October 9th, we're having the first ever.
What are you,
Fools.
Tom Cruise in Minority Report? What the fuck is
what
up here?
What is this? What are you?
You're worse than her with her hand gestures.
I'm reading
name
it.
Up in
I'm
lights.
Reading it.
Oh, okay. Because it's not there.
Are you blind?
Right?
Dude, are you blind?
No.
Do you have contacts in that show it? In
why do you have baby teeth?
Bobby,
you struck gold with these two fucking guys.
Did you say baby teeth?
Yeah.
Dude, he grinds them because he's nervous.
He's got baby teeth.
I just noticed that.
You're the same teeth as my daughter.
Jesus.
The fuck is
wrong?
Chris. I'm sorry.
He never gave him a rest to let the real ones grow in.
It's like, would you stop eating for a second to give the big ones a chance?
We got the joke.
Right,
he did
sorry.
It twice.
Yeah, you got
We're
me.
Not rookies. I just did the joke twice.
This is the last thing. First ever 4-4 right,
can you,
comedy
stop.
Host.
Can you stop? Can you get it off the marquee?
Yeah, okay.
And put it on a shitty handwritten sign on the fucking outside of the club?
The first God. Ever 4-4 Small Time Comedy Heist featuring headlined by Louis J. Gomez.
Yeah,
the real
yeah
podcast,
again, put it on a fucking yeah. little piece of paper in front of the club. He said Louis J. Gomez, like, we would go, whoa, serious.
No, I mean, yeah. like, I was saying, like, oh, he's your dude.
Yeah, he's our dude.
And Chris.
Chris just rolled his
Chris,
eyes.
I don't know. You should put Bobby on your show as, like, the fat uncle that's always eating a sandwich.
Yeah.
And he'll give you advice.
I love this.
Maybe
big
I will.
On big crime here. It's yeah. fucking
it would,
great.
He could, Bobby would fit more. Definitely would fit.
Well,
you're goddamn right.
That's one of my dad's friends. For
yeah,
sure.
You're fucking caught. Listen, you get this fucking guy over here. I'm going to fucking punch him in the head, Chrissy.
You could even fit as my dad.
Day.
That's a main
oh,
role.
Oh, hey.
That's a main role.
Yeah, I love roles.
Yeah.
I'm
a big fan of rolls.
Those two guys just got wet too.
All right, what do I got, Chris?
This weekend I'm going to be at the Treehouse in Westport, Connecticut.
On Friday
and the 10th Saturday, Laugh It Up, Poughkeepsie, New York. Great club.
Listen, pick Friday night. I want you guys to where is it again? Repeat
Treehouse, Westport.
Treehouse, Westport. Make sure you come to the fucking show. You live in Connecticut. Get the fuck out there. Poughkeepsie, same thing. Spread the word. Bring your friends. Let's pack these shows out. Friday and Saturday, I'm bringing a little Stavi roast with me. So spread the word for me. And if you want to see all my tour dates, go to robertkellylive.com. Boston, I'm coming back this month, right? Where else?
You're going to be the 16th and 17th at the Vermont Comedy Club.
I can't wait. I haven't been in Vermont since I bombed there. Almost 25 years ago.
Wow.
I went up there. The guy calls me on a Friday to do a Friday-Saturday gig. I have 15 minutes. I had 10 minutes of it was with fake plastic teeth. I swear to God. I go up and go, you put these teeth in and go, I'm a goofy vampire. Bull. Walk into a hardware store. Do you have a file?
Oh, God.
Dude, I was fucking atrocious. I show up to the gig. I forgot my teeth. I tried to make teeth out of a paper plate. And they kept getting wet and folding. They just had wet paper in my mouth. And I was the headliner. The guy who booked the gig back in Boston was a piece of shit. He set me up to do 45 minutes. I was up there. I had to do 45 minutes. I had 15 minutes of material, 10 of it teeth. I had no teeth.
What'd you do?
I sang country songs. I was like, well, you know, country music is weird. All you can just make up country. My dog died. My wife just cheated on me. Nothing. Dude, I felt sweat like coming out of pores. Like I felt the energy. Like I heard.
That's a rough one.
It was terrible. I got yelled at by the hotel. They call my room after the show. Excuse me. They were flipping out at me. I go, I was supposed to. I have 15 minutes of time, 10 of its teeth, and I don't have my teeth. So mad. But I'll be back in Vermont. When is that?
Yeah, 16th and 17th.
So come up there, and then where?
Laugh Boston, 22nd, 23rd, 24th.
Become a premium member of the show. You guys are fans of the show, the ones who have already done it. I thank you so much. Please be patient. We're going to be adding these one-on-ones. Creeps with Kids show. You guys are going to get a lot of extra stuff, and you also get all the back shows. You want to go back and listen to these episodes? 10 of them are free. If you can't afford it, you don't have to fucking pay a goddamn thing. You can always have the latest 10 for absolutely nothing. But if you want to become a premium member, iOS, Android, go down, download the app, and join up. And that's it, right?
Yep.
All right, you guys are the best fans of the world. Thank you so much for coming on. Thanks for listening. You know what, dude? Podcast.
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they're all free.